Hello there. This is Irish Dave. Yes, I am a real person. You are listening to the 100th episode of the Scarface Tubby Show. Shout out to my boy Tubby and all the Scarface Tubby Show listeners, all the way from Ireland to you at home. Welcome to the Scarface Tubby Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, gather around. We are about to listen to the Scarface Tubby Show. Yay! How exciting! Listener discretion is advised.
Booster just asked what album we're doing. Talk in the mic real quick. Let me see your levels on the screen.
Talk, one,
oh,
two.
Oh yeah, shit. We got you in there, Playboy.
Talk.
Okay, Booster just asked me what album we're doing. And I'm going to be honest, man. Today's kind of like, I feel like Dana White in one of these UFC events when fucking fighters get injured or sick right before the card. Today's been a fucking chaotic day. So, backstory. This is our 100th episode, and I knew for the last several months that I wanted to do Nelly's Country Grammar because I wanted to do that album with Sean Hemp and Johnny Kohler, two individuals who I started the show with. They helped me out, and there was a joke early on. Sean Hemp.
Yeah, save that one for fucking them, man.
Well,
let's
here's
do the MOP.
So, we planned this fucking, hold on, Rodney's fucking texting. This is going to be a wild episode, ladies and gentlemen. Fucking, it's 1:30 in the afternoon. Me and Booster Gold are already fucking a little bent, and Rodney's pulling up in 2 minutes. So, I knew a couple months ago, I was like, you know what would be really cool? The 100th episode be me, Booster, Sean Hemp, Johnny Kohler. We do the album that we joked about when we first started this show that I told the boys we'd never fucking do. It became an ongoing thing for the last 100 episodes about several people's asked, when are we going to do Nelly's Country Grammar? So then, as I got close to 100, I reached out to Sean Hemp and Johnny Kohler and I said, hey, you guys give me a date when you guys are available. And I would like us to do Nelly's Country Grammar for the 100th episode. Both gentlemen told me weeks ago that November 26th, today's date, would be the date that they're available. And unfortunately, they are not here today. Johnny Kohler.
So switch it up, man. MOP.
Johnny Kohler, let me finish the story and then we could discuss it. Johnny Kohler is on a plane coming back from Vegas right now. Johnny went down to Vegas a couple weeks ago for his birthday. And he's been down there this entire time. And if you want to ask me my honest opinion, I think Johnny Kohler bought a one-way fucking ticket, told me the 26th was good, and then at the last minute bought his ticket home, and he's not getting in until 7 o'clock tonight. So Johnny Kohler is going to get off the plane, fly directly over here, and celebrate with some pizza and cupcakes with us. But I thought, okay, it's going to be okay because I'm going to have Sean Hemp here. I haven't seen Sean Hemp in a long time. I got his cupcakes upstairs, various cupcakes. We're going to get pizza. I went and got a bunch of booze, got some pot. Then this morning, we got hit with another obstacle, another setback. Sean Hemp texted me this morning. Well, Sean Hemp texted me yesterday and told me that he got sick on Thanksgiving and that he was going to stay at home and try to rest and be ready for today. This morning, Sean Hemp texted me and told me he is fucked up and he's stuck at the house sick. So Sean Hemp, unfortunately, will not be here for the 100th episode that he wanted to do. Johnny Kohler will be here later on this evening, but by the time Johnny Kohler gets to the pod pad, we will have already recorded the episode and we will be fucking smacked because we got all types of booze upstairs, Boosted Gold. But then Rodney J. LaFleur, who lives in Oregon, decided he wanted to come. Oh, speaking of the devil, I'm literally talking about him and I just heard him walk through the door. We're recording live, sir. Come sit down. I'm going to fucking rewind the story and explain to people what's going on because Booster Gold don't really know, and we've been hit with a couple setbacks today. Rodney J. LaFleur has entered PodPad 2, ladies and gentlemen. He might not know this, but Rodney J. LaFleur single-handedly was keeping this 100th episode party extravaganza alive today. We'll wait till my man comes in and gets comfortable. The man is in the house.
Yo.
We're already a little bit. We started a little early, but we just started recording.
How you doing,
Have a seat. I'm gonna share this story, and then go up and have yourself a drink. We got fucking booze. We got cupcakes. We got all types of shit upstairs. Yes. But I wanted to share. I'm sharing the story with the listeners, and I wanted to share the story with you because you are not completely up to speed, and all I'm right. actually letting Booster Gold know what's going on right now. So, listeners, I apologize. I'm gonna rewind the story a little bit. As we approached 100 episodes, I knew in my heart what I wanted is I wanted a 100th episode. With Sean Hemp, Johnny Kohler, and Booster Gold. Sean Hemp and Johnny Kohler helped me start the show. And when we first started the first... Oh, yeah. You sound crispy.
Oh, you can hear me?
Oh, yeah. You cannot hear yourself at all.
No, sir.
Oh, maybe you are not plugged in. That is why. Plug in a number two right there. Booster, you can hear it, right?
Yeah, okay.
Number two, number five?
No, two. Or I think it's two. Whichever one's next to Booster.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You good? Okay, cool. So, I wanted to do episode 100, Country Grammar, with Sean Hemp and Johnny Kohler, kind of like an inside joke, because I told Sean Hemp early on that we would never do Country Grammar, but I thought it'd be cool to do Country Grammar for the 100th episode. So, I talked to these guys a few weeks ago, I asked them what was a good date for us to fucking do the 100th episode. They both told me November 26th, they'd be available. Well, Johnny Kohler is stuck in Las Vegas. He's on a plane right now. He said he'll get in around 7. He's going to come directly here from the airport. But unfortunately for Johnny Kohler, by 7 o'clock, we will be blacked out drunk. Hey. Which I thought it was going to be okay because Rodney J. LaFleur, one of my best friends, one of my biggest supporters, he told me early on he was going to come up from Oregon and join us for the 100th episode. So a round of applause for my man Rodney.
Irish Dave, hit the button.
So we got hit with a message from Johnny Kohler telling us that he's not going to be in until late tonight. Then this morning, I got hit with a text from Sean Hemp. Sean Hemp is sick. He's been sick since Thanksgiving. He told me the other day when he was sick, and he's been at home trying to recover, and he hasn't been able to recover. Johnny Kohler did not buy his ticket flying back until the last minute. There's plenty of weed in there. Help yourself, sir. Johnny Kohler was irresponsible and didn't book his ticket in time, and now Johnny Kohler's showing up late. But my man Rodney J. LaFleur told me weeks ago when he asked what album we were doing for the 100th episode, I told him Nelly's Country Grammar, and surprisingly, Rodney told me this album is kind of important to him.
Indeed it is, and let me tell you why, audience. So some of you that do know my father, Rod Sr., know that he is a strict, strict man.
Rodney came from a suppressed household, a suppressed old-fashioned black household.
Fair enough. So the only time I was able to really listen to hip hop is when I'm sneaking into my older brother's room watching music videos with him, as you already know. So
what up, Skeeter?
Shout out, Skeeter. When I got a little bit older, Rod Sr. was like, all right, I'm going to start, you know, letting you guys listen to some hip hop. However, the albums are going to be edited. And I know when you specifically first started doing this podcast, side note, you're like, yeah, my kid's getting older, so how do I, like, introduce the whole, you know, edited music, whatever, whatever.
I remember the conversation.
So one of the very first albums he bought us was Nelly's Country Grammar, edited, of course. And it was also one of the first rappers that, like, Rod Sr. liked.
Okay.
And, like, actively, like, would listen to and, like, try to learn the songs. Because, like, you know, my pops is from East Chicago. Nelly's from fucking St. Louis.
Oh, your pops is from Chicago?
Yeah.
No shit.
Yeah, Midwest. Yeah,
that's where the family tie comes. Okay.
Yeah, so.
I don't know why. I always thought North Carolina.
No, my mom's from North Carolina.
Gotcha. Because Skeeter used to always talk about North Carolina.
Yeah. So. Yeah, Nelly holds a very special place in my heart. He was one of the first people that, like...
Okay, so with that being said, you just heard what he said. Before you walked in, as I'm telling the story, you know Booster Gold.
Yes.
Booster Gold says, well, what the fuck are we doing Country Grammar for? Let's do M.O.P. And so I'm trying to explain to him the story.
Because that was Sean.
This whole day, I feel like Dana White, when the fucking Hamzat Nate Diaz pay-per-view card completely crumbled... within a day or two, right? Johnny Kohler hits me and goes, hey, my flight's not coming back in until like 7 o'clock. We could do it later or we could do it the following day. And I'm like, Johnny, I fucking planned a whole entire day around you and Sean Hemp telling me that November 26th we were free. Like, I plan the whole day. I've got several people coming over later that aren't coming over now because I wanted this to be about us, right?
You're an adult with children.
Yes. And not only that, I'm a man that's on a schedule every day. Even on my day every off, I'm on a schedule. You know what I mean? So, but that's okay. I know you know what? In all fairness, I'm supposed to be in Vegas with Johnny Kohler for his birthday. Me and Booster flaked on him and Chris 99709. So maybe Johnny Kohler did this whole thing as revenge. If so, well played. I still love you, you piece of shit. Sean Hemp, this was out of his control. Sean's got the fucking fragile stomach of a baby. Yeah. This motherfucker is, I think low-key Sean Hemp's got fucking, what is that called, irritable bowel syndrome?
IBS?
Yeah. He's always got the poopy pants.
He's always shitting.
He told me he eats McDonald's a lot.
He does. He's got the app, dude.
He's way too old to be eating McDonald's.
Yeah. And this is coming from a guy who eats Taco Bell a lot. So with that being said, sorry to fucking be going all over the place. I'm going to ask you two gentlemen. I had a nice introduction for the other guy, but he's not here. But you know who is here today, ladies and gentlemen? The ones that really love and support what we got going on here. To my left, we've got my longtime friend of over 20 years, local Alaskan producer legend, guitar
aficionado.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I'm low-key bent. And probably the strongest hillbilly from Palmer that I know. I've seen this guy do ridiculous things with weights. He's got abnormal strength, but more importantly,
he's like an American Ninja Warrior.
But more importantly, he's the fire-breathing dragon, ladies and gentlemen. We got Booster Gold here.
Hit the drop, Irish Dave.
For the motherfucking 100th episode. And I'm going to cut this part out, Irish Dave. So we've got the fire-breathing dragon in the motherfucking house. And to my right, we've got what I would consider to be probably, if you were my quote-unquote co-host, this guy's definitely fucking our third co-host. He's been on here several times.
I'm like Sue Surf.
Fuck.
Free surf, man. Free surf,
dude. Motherfuckers don't get that shit. Biggest supporter of the show. He's been on here many episodes. I'm not going to say the list of episodes that he's on because here in a minute, we're going to count down all fucking 100 episodes from the very beginning. Hey. But we got Rodney J. LaFlair in the motherfucking house.
I just have to talk my shit real quick.
My man fucking literally, I'm going to be honest with you. I love you to death. The fact that you, I know you came probably came up to see family as well, but the fact that you're here for the 100th episode means a lot to me.
Of course.
And it does make up for you making me drag all my goddamn podcast equipment to Portland for you to have a fucking crazy, no, I'm not going to say talk shit because I like
that's what I said.
Listen to this story, bro.
That's your true friend right there.
He is a true friend. He's a true friend. But hear me out. Let me play the victim. Let me play the victim for a second.
Please do.
I spent $140. Brought all the fucking war room shit, right? Boxed it up. Got locks for it. Go down to Portland. Me and him discussed this weeks in advance. Yo, I'm coming down. I'm gonna fucking bring my shit up.
Told me like he had a friend who was like suicide.
I'm not gonna say super crazy shit because me and fucking bleep this name. Me and Jordan are actually becoming fucking little bro. We're having a little bromance on the and dude. He low key is fucking hilarious.
No, he is.
He's funny as shit. But first initial meeting, I'm like, who's this fucking crazy white boy that Rodney's got with him? It's me and Blanco, by the way. Blanco's also like super straight edge. Proper, right? So,
mind you, I just forgot that I double booked.
He's got his boy that's visiting him, and his buddy's going on some hard times, so he's doing what a good friend's supposed to do, right? So he tells me about it. He's like, it's all good. He's just going to be chilling. I'm like, all right, cool, whatever. I drive fucking 45 minutes to goddamn Portland, truck full of my gear, right? I'm fucking already like, damn, man, this is a lot. We show up to fucking JoJo's. This fucking chicken spot. I meet up with him and Blanco. Well, when he shows up, he's got his boy with him. And his boy already looks like fucking he's been through some rough shit. And he's about to go through some more rough shit, right? And immediately, homeboy tells me something. Like, right off the bat, he introduces himself and goes like, something. I think a lot of people wouldn't even care if I was dead right now.
Yo, for real.
And literally.
Dude, he's like, honestly, yo, what's up, man? I'm James. Yo. A lot of people want me dead.
I'm going to bleep this name the entire time that this goes on this episode. But Jordan, if you do listen to this podcast, he's got a good sense of humor. And I've already talked to Jordan. I'm sure he knows me and him are probably quite fond of each other. But initially speaking, he goes, I don't think a lot of people would even care if I was alive anymore. And I just happen to look up right at Blanco. As he's saying it, but I don't even make eye contact with him. I look at Blanco, and this motherfucker Blanco is just looking down at the ground like hella uncomfortable. And I knew right then, I was like, I don't think this podcast is happening tonight, right? So then we go eat. So then we go eat, and as we're eating, I'm like about to start my eat my sandwich, and I just see homeboy like reach into his bag and just grab a handful of something.
And just
stuck it in his mouth, right? Just fucking swallowed
fucking
it, right?
Kratom.
And me and Blanco both look at each other like, oh man, it's about to be a long night. We go back over to this motherfucker's house, right? I already know that this guy's not going to stop talking, right? He's fucked up and he's going through it. I get it. I'd probably be the same way. And this motherfucker's just, he's ranting on about his fucking life and just shit going on, right? And I'm like setting up the equipment. And as I'm setting it up, the guy's just, he's just going further down the abyss, right? And I was just thinking like, there's no way this podcast is happening. So I was a little peeved about that, but you made up for it today, buddy. Thank you.
That's all I can do.
That's
man.
What friends do. You know what? We give it and we take it away.
We take it away. Yeah, ask anybody that grew up with me. They know how annoying and time-consuming being involved with me can be. So I do apologize about that.
But the greatest artists are usually the hardest to deal with, man.
You know?
I see the vision. My man with the, he got the Venom t-shirt on.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
What's that coat you be rocking, man?
Oh, this one right here? I got this from H&M, dog. I like the little pea coat action. You know what I'm saying? It's got a, you know. Some
my man's got a steez about him, Booster Gold. You just met your fashion fucking rival right there. Two different fucking cultures.
When idols become rivals.
Yeah, I thought that was Burberry for a minute, man.
See, yeah, that's how I get it. Oh, baby, this is H&M.
Okay.
a fraction of the culture.
So you guys are my boys. Yep. We're in this together. It's a great day. Johnny Kohler, Sean Hempart here. But you know what? We're going to have a good time. A lot of people are going to be coming over. Well, not a lot. I'm thinking realistic. We should have about 10
VIPs.
Of the homies. We got about 10 of the homies coming over. The Usos are coming over later, so I know that's going to be...
They got food?
Oh, I'm sure they do. I'm sure we might have to double up on the pizza order here in a second.
Man, they had the best food, man.
That fucking episode, they brought some shit, man. They brought some shit. Okay, so let me ask you guys, what you guys want to do? We're good at what we do. We could completely change directions, or we could stick with this country grammar shit. I'm ready for whatever. What you guys want to do?
What was that album we were supposed to do when you came to Portland? Because I don't want to steal their album just in case they want to.
What
do it.
Album was that?
I texted it to you. Let me.
Oh, we were going to do fucking, was it UGK?
Ooh, yeah.
I think it was UGK.
You want to do, should we do a UGK?
Yeah.
Fuck it.
Let's do UGK.
Fuck it. See, you know what, ladies and gentlemen? That's what the show's about. We can flip the script at any given time, man. We don't need to go off any fucking notes. I got all types of shit to talk about Cornell Haynes. But it's okay. I know.
Oh, it was Who Is Mike Jones? But UGK is still a great one that we can. Yeah.
What you guys want to do? Where you guys want putting in the ox right now? You guys let me know, players.
Too Hard to Swallow, UGK.
Too Hard to Swallow, UGK.
I think that's their debut album. All I know is they were fresh out of high school, like 17, 18, 19 years old when they dropped that album.
Yeah, that's their first
one. I got a pocket full of stone. Yeah. Sorry, Johnny Kohler and Sean Hemp. You know.
Let me find this shit.
Had to call an audible when I got here.
We could do whatever. Which album did you say?
It's the one with... It's not,
I'm not. I'm not even looking at the right thing. Too Hard to Swallow, 1992.
Yep.
Ladies and gentlemen, I guess this is what it is. Episode 100. Yours truly.
Yo, I remember seeing Pimp C on the juice on the box.
R.I.P.
with the fucking Nirvana t-shirt, and then I was like, yo, that's the guy right there.
He said that's the guy right there.
I love seeing like my favorite hip hop artists like support rock music, like their favorite bands. Like, remember the Twisted Transistor music video from Korn?
Yes.
How they had Snoop Dogg, Exhibit, David Banner, and John. Lil Jon playing like Monkey.
Yeah.
Fucking Jonathan Davis. Like all of
Jonathan those. Davis. What's he doing these days? Is Korn still playing? Are they still active?
Yeah, they were just in Portland like 6 months ago.
Damn.
I was very upset I didn't have a ticket.
I seen them when they were up here. They played at Denina Center. That shit was probably like...
I actually had
10,
it on my notes when
10, 15 years ago or some shit. Like
when talking... I thought we were talking about Nelly. I actually was going to bring it up. A lot of people don't know that Nelly... The Saint Lunatics and Destiny's Child came to Fairbanks and performed a long time
ago.
I remember that. I was too young because I remember that was back in the time when Fairbanks was active and bringing
fairly
people
active,
up.
Yep.
Like legit, like at least 3 to 6 months.
Outcast,
there was like a big name.
Outcast came up in their fucking
Rick
prime.
Ross, Rick Ross came up a bunch.
Didn't that Nelly shit like bunk out or something?
It did. It wasn't a good turnout. It was right when Country Grammar came out, so he wasn't. Yeah. I mean, shit, Destiny's Child was fucking famous. Small enough that they're doing Fairbanks. You know what I mean? So, but
weren't
I think
at the Carlson Center.
No, it was at one. It was like at the fucking Gold Panthers Field. It was outside of the baseball field, and I thought that I was going to be the opening act, and they gave it to somebody else, and I was fucking crushed.
Yo, fucking James Brown came to Fairbanks, man.
Really?
Yeah, and me and Rock were talking about going, and then, we just flaked out, and then James Brown, man, that would have been a fucking show, dog.
Okay, so this is what we're doing? Too Hard to Swallow? Too Hard to Swallow?
Do it, man.
Too Hard to Swallow is the debut studio album by American hip-hop duo UGK. It was released on November 10th, 1992 by Jive Records. I was 11 years old. The running time on this album is 57 minutes and 43 seconds. Producers include UGK, obviously, Russell Washington, Bernie Bismarck. I don't know any of these fucking names, dude. And I'm going to be honest. I don't know if I've listened to Too Hard to Swallow front to back. I'm familiar with the album. I'm familiar with UGK. I know this is their debut album.
It's one of those albums.
I would be lying if I said that I knew this whole
album. It's one of those albums where, you know, like how hip-hop artists like to like interpolate like lines from like music and just redo them.
Yep, yep.
This album has like at least 50 of those.
Let's get to it, boys. Let's fucking take a trip down memory lane, ladies and gentlemen. This is episode 100. Scarface Tubby Show. We're in the triple digits now, motherfuckers. I'm going to share some fucking little secrets with you guys on this episode of where we're going after episode 100. But this record right here is something good.
Scarface Tubby.
I got a text message from Grandpa G, Brother Buffalo, and his wife Allie. They will be here.
Am I going to get to meet them?
Oh, yes, you are.
Hey, I got some words of encouragement.
Oh, shit, that's right. The backstory. Oh, shit. This is actually going to be a great episode 100. We got Rodney J. LaFleur, one of my best friends. We got Grandpa G, Brother Buffalo. It's well known that Rodney fucking hates Brother Buffalo.
That's not true anymore.
Can't stand them.
He said that at a concert or something.
And now...
That was the last one of the podcasts with the...
He's talked shit about Brother Buffalo on many of podcast episodes.
I don't remember.
But I've had a wedding gift for them for the last couple months. It's this Don Julio 1942. So when they get when they come over, we're gonna crack it open.
I thought it was that Vice Media LLC thing.
No, that was when that I kept that. That was when Noisy came and did a shoot at my house, and they fucking put these up all over the walls for fucking people to see, and I kept one as a little memorabilia. That was a great day. Remember that day, Booster Gold? You don't remember that day. That's because you blacked out.
I remember the Noisy article. Fucking, I remember reading that, and I was like, yo, this shit's
Duck
big.
And them fools got
Duck,
me twisted.
Duck and the Bag Boys got this motherfucker fucked up at the Noisy house party. We got video footage of Booster in the bathroom, sitting Indian style. I don't even know if you could say that word anymore. Sitting cross-legged, just looking at the ground, dog. You was fucking wasted. I got pictures of the whole night. Duck just feeding you that fucking goddamn Hennessy bottle. Good times, good times.
Dang good.
Ladies and gentlemen, UGK is a prominent hip-hop duo out of, I always want to say Houston, Texas, but they're really out of Port Arthur, Texas. PA all day, motherfucker.
Scarface Tubby.
What's up, everybody? This is Irish Dave, and you're listening to the Scarface Tubby Show.
Let me pull up fucking tublife.com. Let's go down the fucking list of all the fucking albums, we've done.
Oh, yeah, real quick. Let me talk my shit.
Thank you, playboy.
Addressed months ago, but Helen Killa, you need to relax. I am the pinnacle guest outside of Mr. Booster Gold.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, you might think, oh yeah, well, I got the most views in this last 24 hours. Well, cumulatively, who has more views than you when I'm on the episode?
I'm actually surprised that you brought that up, and I'm actually kind of happy that you brought that up. Mm-hmm. I don't like to share a lot of information as far as the backdoor stuff regarding the show, because I think that's just super cheesy.
Yeah, I'm not a big analytics guy. I like to like.
But just because my boy's here, and it's the episode 100, I'm going to share with you listeners at home the top five most listened to episodes in Scarface Tubby Show's 100th episode history. Number one is episode one, The Blueprint, Jay-Z. I guess if somebody was just to scroll upon the show, they would do what somebody would typically do. They would start with the first show. I'm guessing that's why. But the number one most listened to episode is Blueprint one, episode one. Episode number two, It's surprising because the second highest album is an album that wasn't even in the top 10 until the last couple months. And surprisingly, for whatever reason, it shot up. And it's episode 69, Regulate, Warren G. You and Me Did It.
I love that episode.
Which is weird because I thought, you know, I like all the episodes, but that was one of the ones that I don't really go back and listen to.
I'm responsible for like 10 of those listens.
Third most popular episode. Third most listened to episode. Speaker Box, The Love Below. Fourth most listened to episode.
Wait, what was second?
So the first most listened to episode in the show history, Blueprint Jay-Z. The second most listened to episode is episode 69, Regulate G-Funk Era with Booster Gold.
That was my decision, too.
It was. Third most listened to episode, 89, Speaker Box, The Love Below, Rodney J. LaFleur, Lydia. Episode 90, or the fourth most popular episode, episode 93, Trap Lord with Showdown. That was the show, that was a Sundown Come Down episode. Mm. And then the fifth most popular, most listened to episode, which up until recently, it was right there at number one, but now it's number five, is the Marshall Mathers LP with Grant and Helen Killa. Those are the five most listened to episodes in Scarface Tubby Show history. But let's go down the list. Number one was The Blueprint, April 30th, 2020. Number two, Get Rich or Die Trying, April 30th, 2020. Episode three, Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy, April 30th, 2020. Those three episodes came out on the same day. Episode four, Oxymoron, AG Two Tone. Episode five, The Carter Three, solo episode. Episode six, AT Aliens, solo episode. Episode 7, Aquemini, solo episode. Episode 8, on your way down, can you do me a favor, Booster? In Alani's room, there's that third chair. Can you bring it down?
Ooh, can we do 10 10 episodes at a time?
Yes. Like, so we don't fucking sit here for 20 minutes going down. Like, yeah, he's like, you know what? You're a god. You're a natural producer, man. You're a natural. We'll do 10. We'll do 10 at a time.
The first 10.
You got it. Episode 7, Aquemini, May 19th, 2020. Episode 8, Dirty Sprite 2. This was the debut of Rodney J. LaFleur, May 26th, 2020. Episode 9, Marshall Mathers LP, Helen Grant, June 8th, 2020. And episode 10, Machiavelli, solo Dola episode, came out on Father's Day, June 21st, 2020. Rodney J. LaFleur says, let's get back to the goddamn album. This is Use Me Up.
Hey, and she treats me fine.
What you been doing, Bubba?
I've been laying low. Not a lot of people know I'm actually back in town. I'm, came here to see you. Came here to see Rod Senior.
Oh, yeah.
Of course, came here to kick it with the ex-boo. I can officially say that out loud.
Oh, shit. This motherfucker just keeps making this shit public. I'm with it.
Hell yeah. No, we're friends. We're cool. But, no, that's just all I really
My man, really, Jody from Baby Boy, y'all.
Bro, I was driving her car.
My man, really out here like Jody from Baby Boy, bro.
Scarface Tubby.
I'm gonna be honest, man. I'm probably only familiar with half the album. I know everybody at home listens to me thinks I'm this goddamn hip hop guru. There's some shit that fucking I missed, man. This is 92. I was 11. I wasn't even bumping hip hop heavy until I was like 15.
I was still in my daddy's balls.
Damn. Originally from Port Arthur to... It's so hard for me to say this.
Port Arthur.
Originally from Port Arthur, Texas, UGK members Pimp and Bun were from the same town as Janis Joplin and Robert Rauschenberg. Don't know who that is.
Janis Joplin, she's from Port Arthur.
Janis Joplin, fucking...
Famous 27
musical
club.
Legend, 27 Club.
Drank like a fish.
Amazing Stank. Voice. Not the prettiest. Not the prettiest.
Hey, she had some of our legends chasing after her, though.
Oh, ate that bunghole at the music she be putting out.
Soul.
PA, White Texas. Soul. PA, Texas is roughly 60,000 people. Oh, no, excuse me. The town has only got 60,000. Oh, no. Yeah, I am. I'm high. 60,000 people, but there is a significant African-American population. Clearly, I'm reading this off the
double
internet.
Fairbanks, basically?
Yeah. They call themselves the Underground Kings because of their country rap style. I don't need to read this shit. What the fuck am I doing, dude? This is UGK.
You can hear it.
Top 10 fucking hip-hop duos, in my opinion.
Hey, how old were they when they recorded this?
Good question.
I mean, I know the answer, but... I want you to discover it in real
shit.
Time.
Am I making a guess? Okay, so Nas put out Illmatic at 17.
In 94.
94. This is 92. They're about the same age as Nas, if I'm just guessing. I would say, if I was to guess, 15, 16 years old.
17, 18.
Damn, still.
So Bun B was like 18, 19. Pimp C was, at the time of some of the recordings, because you can hear it, he's like, I'm 17. Like,
how well-versed are you on UGK as a group?
I used to be like heavy into UGK, but then, you know, I kind of fell off.
I was going to say, thank you, Booster. On a scale of 1 to 10, I'm probably like a 6, man. Like, I like them.
I'm a solid 8. On a good day, 9.5. Like, I love UGK.
Explain to the listeners the two members of UGK, if you don't mind, sir.
Yeah, the UGK Underground Kings consists of Pimp C, now passed.
Rest in peace.
And Bun B, still going strong. He dropped an album recently back in like 2000.
One of those old rappers who always has got it. He's always got it.
He's never dropped. And he's always showed love to like the younger cats coming up. Like,
he does a festival or something, doesn't he?
Yep. Yeah. He's big, big on like when ASAP Rocky was coming up in his mixtape era. He was like a big co-signer of him. Bun's just always been, he's kind of like a, it's just like the older Texas rappers just somehow always show love to the younger cats and always stay relevant. Like Pimp C, or RIP Pimp C, Paul Wall.
Okay, let's just do this real quick. In your opinion, top 5 best Texas rappers of all time, if you don't mind, sir. See, ladies and gentlemen, I don't even got these questions listed. Me and my man are so natural at this shit. All this shit is about Nelly. There's nothing I can do. I mean, I got a couple fucking sexual questions I want to ask, but...
For me personally, no particular order.
Because your answer is the right answer. It's how you feel.
No particular order. Slim Thug. Mind you, I'm only 28.
Yes, sir.
But, hey, Slim Thug was fucking cold.
What's up on the
Big Mo. Big Mo's from Texas.
Big Mo's good.
Big Mo. Good.
Big Mo. Local legend down there.
Shit. Just pretty much anybody that came off of, like, the Screw Tapes. Like,
how do you feel about Chamillionaire?
I actually was a big fan of Chamillionaire, and he did it right.
And he's still dope.
And he is still fucking rich.
Making stupid tech money.
That's the crazy thing. Like, Chamillionaire did what all the, like, musicians are trying to do in the last 10 years. He did that 20 years ago.
Yep.
He got his money. He's like, hey, I know I'm not going to make it this long in hip-hop, so let me invest my money in these other companies. I don't know. My money's going to work for itself.
Oh, yeah.
And that's...
Oh, yeah. And fucking LB just sent me a video a couple months ago of him rapping, and he still got it.
He's at every fucking major sporting event sitting courtside looking fresh as hell.
Looks like Joe Coffee.
Hey, shout out them coffees, man. Shout out the coffees.
Shout out the Starbucks. Boots and Gold just
blink this out, Irish Dave, but me and the homies were joking. How did the coffees...
Irish Dave! This record right here is a familiar one to most people or most real hip-hop heads. And even though I'm a casual UGK fan, I know this record. This is a pocket full of stone.
Yeah, let this shit rock.
What you know about this shit, Booster Gold?
I told you I was a fire-breathing dragon. I would destroy these motherfuckers.
I'm going to text Brother Buffalo and let him know. Just walk right in.
What's up, everybody? This is Irish Dave, and you're listening to the Scarface Tubby Show.
When I first started back in 1989, I wasn't moving keys, I was barely moving dimes. Started coming up,
put him on. I think this is the one that put him on.
Yeah, this is the song.
This was wasn't this on Menace to Society?
Yes.
Yep. When Kane was cutting up the fucking rock, yeah.
Yep. I don't know why I turned it down while I was texting. Now that's some fucking high shit. We getting drunk tonight, Booster Gold. It's only 2 o'clock. I'm already a little band player. We haven't even broke open the 1942 yet. Booster Gold could be watching Metallica videos all night at the crib. I already know it. We got cupcakes upstairs, Mr. Rodney J. LaFleur. Hearing about, shit, actually, I should probably place the order for pizza now.
Where are we getting from? Sicily's, Pasquale's?
You know what? I'm going to be honest with you.
Sicily saved my life.
I think Sicily's might...
This fucking hat's been sitting here for like fucking
months. Yeah, that's your hat. Fucking Chris 99709 told me to give it to you, but fuck it, we...
This shit's been sitting here since
fucking... Yeah, why is it Chris 99709 here?
Because Chris 99709 got fucking anxiety and won't leave his fucking house. Chris 99709
is a fucking loser. Dog, you 50 and you still suffer from anxiety? Figure that shit out.
This motherfucker chain smokes Newports. You know that meme where it's got Matt McConaughey smoking the cig?
Yep.
That's Chris on a regular day, dude.
Jesus.
That's my boy, though. I love him to death. That motherfucker hit me the other... One of our boys died back home, Philip Larinaga. Rest in peace. One of Coop's boys And me and Chris know Philly, right? And so Chris hit me up and was like, how did Philly die? I was like, I don't know. I didn't ask Coop. This motherfucker, Chris99709, just fucking straight up was like, I love you, man. Chris don't say I love you to no fucking buddy. You know what I mean? And that's when I knew. I was like, oh, my man's at home fucking...
crying his eyes
out. Having a drink, thinking about Philly, thinking about life, right? You know, we're getting older.
Because you said he doesn't, like... He doesn't have kids. Like, he's not married. Happily single, doing his own thing.
Yep.
So, like, and I can understand why that would,
We get to episode 200, I have to bring you to Burien. I have to bring you and Booster. We got to do an episode with Chris down there.
I would love to.
I think within 1 weekend of you and Chris hanging out, you two would be fucking best friends, dude.
Hell yeah, I'm about it.
Here I am trying to be fucking Chuck Woolery. You guys don't even know about the love connection, young ass motherfucker. Pocket full of stones. We gotta let this shit ride to the end just because it's fucking, we gotta do it, man.
Face tubby.
Dude, you motherfuckers were this close, ladies and gentlemen. You guys were this close to get country grammar. Right now, we could be saying E-I, but we're not.
Uh-oh.
We're playing Pocket Full of Stones, real gangster shit. Shout to my man, Sean Hemp. Shout to Sean Hemp. It's not his fault. Big fuck you to Johnny Cole, though.
Hey, my boy Johnny Cole. I didn't want to take that album from you, so that's why we switched it up, my guy.
Matter of fact.
Yeah, call that motherfucker FaceTime.
Call Johnny Kohler.
On FaceTime.
I told him. I was like, we might call you drunk. Johnny Kohler. It's like, we might call you, motherfucker.
Fucking dispenser you get this from?
Actually, my boy Lord Dre came over on a pod and left that here for me, that jar. And I've kept it ever since. I love it.
I was going to say, this is a sick fucking jar.
Yeah, it's nice.
I'm surprised you don't have your regular lemon ice pucker.
Here's the problem with the lemon ice pucker. Johnny Kohler, I think he's on a plane,
he's
actually. What the
fuck out.
I actually think he's flying. Lemon ice pucker does not taste the same anymore. I've noticed.
You think it's like the chemicals or the farm? I told you, yeah.
Johnny Kohler hitting us with the callback.
Here.
Hello, Johnny Kohler. How are you?
Eagle Yellow Cam.
How's it going?
Hey, man, so you're on the air on the Scarface Tubby Show. Sean Hemp got sick this morning, so he's not here. You're not here. Yeah. We planned a whole motherfucking day around you two motherfuckers, but guess what? It's okay. I got Rodney and Booster Gold here. We're doing UGK. UGK.
Hey, you said Pimp C wasn't with that shit. He said he loved the homosexuals.
Hey, man.
But he said he ain't never run no train with his boy.
Hey, Johnny Kohler. You and Sean Hemp got me feeling like Dana White during the Hamzat Nate Diaz UFC card, man. I feel like this whole... Dude, I planned a whole day around you two motherfuckers, man. We got cupcakes here. We got pizzas.
So, yeah, like a clown and like a balloon guy too.
Man, I was gonna get balloons and shit, and then y'all motherfucker, I was like, damn, man, I almost canceled this shit. But Rodney J. LaFleur flew up here, so fuck it. But hey, man, when are you touching down?
Like 8:45 p.m.
All right, man, we're gonna be over here. Fucking, we got all types of booze. We got food. Fucking Brother Buffalo, Rick Beal's coming over with the fucking with the controllers. We're gonna Mario Kart it up. Soon as you touch down, just come over the pod pad.
I would have brought my joy.
Yeah, hit y'all up. He was good.
All right, motherfucker. Hey, man, don't lie to me, man. You bought that ticket last minute, huh? That's what happened. Yeah. You bought a one way ticket.
And he was hoping them parlays would
You thought them parlays were gonna hit.
Bro, he was one bad parlay away from being those dudes on the side of the street. Like, I need $50 to get home. Weird.
Damn, Johnny Cole, you're fucking, hey, you're Khamzat Chimaev in my eyes, motherfucker. as soon as you touch down, just text me and then come on over here.
All right, I'll hit y'all up.
All right, Bubba.
Here.
Peace. That motherfucker sound like he was still in bed, dude. He's in bed in his mom's house. You know how convenient it's got to be.
Have you seen his parents on HBO Max?
Oh, yeah.
Dude, just
the fact that his parents are his parents, like, he can go down to Vegas and just stay at his folks' house in the guest room and just party with his folks. Like, his dad is a fucking stud.
Bro,
dude.
I love Johnny's parents.
Shout out to Papa Kohler. Shout out to Mrs. Kohler. Big fuck you to Johnny Kohler Jr., though. Fucking irresponsible piece of shit. This next record right here is called Short Texas. It's okay, man. I got two. I got my two MVPs here with me.
Another song that gets interpolated a lot by multiple artists.
A lot of you might recognize this from some of T.I.'s earlier work. Front Back, I want to believe.
Front Back. And side to side.
You don't know about this shit, BG.
Man, I know about this shit more than I can actually play this shit, man.
Grandpa G's grabbing some Trulies. He's on the way right now.
Does he know I'm here?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Dude, Grandpa G is the nicest guy. You've never met Garrett in person?
Not in person.
No. Oh, really? Oh. Garrett is one of the nicest people you'll ever meet.
Oh, yeah. No, I wasn't afraid of that. That was the consensus.
I love how he always responds to the tweets, too. He's such a, like, Rodney will, like, you know, and Garrett knows how we are, right?
He sees through my humor.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Our humor and our ball busting is our love language, right? So he's smart enough where he sees it, but Garrett's always so, like, Garrett can be a fucking politician the way he responds. He's like, oh, yeah, man, you know, I appreciate what did he say? He'll say, like,
honesty.
Yeah, I appreciate the honesty and the feedback, man. Yeah, we'll just continue to keep getting better. And I'm just like, dude, this motherfucker needs a run for office. But that's how he is always, dude. One of the greatest people in the world.
I was like, damn.
Shout out to Brother Buffalo.
That made me reevaluate why I was hating. It's like, am I being honest with myself or am I just hating the hate?
You're just hating, but it's cool.
Hey, relax. But if your shit
is legit, then you can join my crew. I'm gonna let this shit rock, ladies and gentlemen. I'm gonna go upstairs and make me another motherfucking screwdriver. My man just passed me the blunt. Oh shit, what is this?
That is a Dutch Master rolled up with some shit I brought from Oregon.
Oh, delicioso. Delicioso.
Man, we rolled Dutches over here.
You know,
here,
we got
baby.
The Usos coming in later. You know, they're bringing a pillow full of weed. My shit, I don't even know what the fuck I bought. It was fucking $50. It was $50 for 7 grams. Fuck with your boy.
What? Do you know how much this ounce cost me?
Huh?
$30. Look at that. Look at these nuts.
You paid $30 for that? God damn. Yeah, I thought I was getting away with murder.
No, so the dispensary I go to, they have these deals where, like, they have a rotating ounce that they sell for $30.
Damn.
But then, like, their minimum ounce is, like, 60, and it goes up to, like,
$250. Yeah, yeah, shit, 60 for a zip is great.
And that's what I'm saying. Even, like, there was one time, there was some shit on there that used to be in, like, the 140 range.
Yeah, yeah,
that
yeah.
That I saw last week, and then the very next week, it was in the $30 range. I was like, give me that.
I respect it. I know motherfuckers at home listening right now talking shit. Motherfuckers be clowning that I be buying mid. I don't give a fuck. It gets me high. I've been smoking worse before y'all motherfuckers even knew what weed was. Let me smell that shit.
Look at that. That's a third.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. That's fire. Good buds. It's not like pretty, but who gives a fuck?
Yeah.
The way I always look at it.
Compared to these nugs that you have, no. Yours have way more like crystals.
But even that, even when I get like the little popcorn nugs, I'm like, man, I'm grinding that shit up any goddamn way. You know what I mean? We're going to let this shit rock for a minute, ladies and gentlemen. I'm going to run up and grab me a drink. I'm going to turn this shit up for you, motherfucker. You two motherfuckers talk amongst yourself. I'll be right back. It's 100 episodes, Booster. Hit that shit.
Motherfucker.
I told you I was a fire-breathing dragon. I would destroy these motherfuckers.
Hey, I was gonna say you just missed it. This is the song where Pimp C confirmed that he was 17 at the time of the recording.
What is this? Cocaine
in the back of my ride. Run that shit back. You literally got up at the
run that shit back, Quavo.
R.I.P. Takeoff.
Man, let's talk about that briefly. That's fucking crazy, right? I heard that it was friendly fire. That it was somebody within his own crew, and they just
no. That like I. From what
the
I
initial
heard,
shot that hit him was from one of their cans.
It was a ricochet.
Damn.
So some got out of hand, and then this motherfucker started firing, and then it was like a ricochet bullet.
Wrong place,
wrong time. Yeah, for real.
I will say this. The two people that were shooting at each other, he was literally in the middle. So that's how.
Damn. Over a dice game?
So not a fish. No, no, no.
There just happened to
no,
be.
No, it, there was no dice game.
This
was after.
Gotcha. Let's go down to fucking 10 more episodes that we did. What do we left off on? Episode 10, Machiavelli?
Yes, we're on 11.
Episode 11 was Take Care. Drake, me, Grant, Helen, Sean Hemp, Johnny Kohler. This was July 5th, 2020. Episode 12 was House of Balloons. I wanted to share some of the things that not only am I proud of the last 100 episodes, I want to be completely transparent. And if you were to ask me what was some of my biggest regrets as far as the Scarface Tubby Show, there's two things that stand out to me. The first biggest cringe, like what I would consider the biggest mistake, was the King Koo episode. Me and Booster recorded an episode with King Koo that I fucking did not have the mics completely turned on, and it was one of the best interviews that we ever did, and it was probably, in my opinion, would have been one of the biggest episodes, but because my dumbass got drunk early, I didn't have all the settings turned on, so King Koo's mic wasn't even turned on. And I had Irish Dave work on it, and even Irish Dave with his expertise, it just still sounded bad, and I had to shelve it. So that was probably the biggest regret of the last 100 episodes. But the second biggest regret, I wish I would have never picked a weekend project.
Why is that?
Because this is a rap show. And I always tell you, and I always tell other people, I'm like, this is a rap show, you got to pick rap albums. But I let the rule break for the weekend, because I just started the show. I wanted to do House of Balloons. Then me and Joe Brady did fucking Beauty Behind the Madness. And if you look at all the albums that we've done, those are the only non-rap albums. And for me, every time I look back, I'm like, you know what? I should not have done
that. They stick out like a sore thumb.
Yep, because I didn't listen to my own rule. I fucking did. I'm going to blame it on Joe. Joe was like, dude, Joe worked with The Weeknd and XO. He's got a lot of great stories. I'm a fucking Weeknd stan. I fucking was like, let's do it.
Are you still trying to do that side project of other albums that aren't hip-hop?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. I don't want to jump ahead and ruin your shit, but okay.
You fucking Michael Jackson Thriller.
Shut your fucking mouth, dude.
Hey. You know, see how I segued into that?
Episode 13 was Ready to Die. Episode 14 was East 99 Eternal Bone. Episode 15 was 36 Chambers. Episode 16 was Puff Daddy's No Way Out. I want to say this is right when... No, one of these... There's like four or five albums I put out when I had COVID. I thought that was one of them, but it wasn't. Episode 17 was Watch the Throne with Helen and Grant. Episode 18 was Kush and Orange Juice with JB Loud and Sean Hemp. Shout out to Frozen Founders. Episode 19 was Weekend Beauty Behind the Madness with fucking Joe. Great fucking interview. Joe shared a lot of cool shit, but it's not a rap album. I feel stupid. Episode 20, Illmatic. This was the episode where me, Booster, and Johnny Kohler got drunk together. I want to say this might have been the first time Booster and Johnny hung out together. Johnny blacked out on the show and passed out at the very end. It was hilarious. Episode 21, All Eyes on Me. Oh, yeah. Oh, he said, let's get back to the music. I was about to go down the list even further. He made a good suggestion. He said, let's do 10 albums at a time. Get back to the music. That's why I got to keep this guy around.
Scarface Tubby.
A&R of the year.
It's too hard to swallow.
What's up, everybody? This is Irish Dave, and you're listening to the Scarface Tubby Show.
This motherfucker Pimp C said he had his uncles come in and play guitar on this shit.
Could you do this, though?
Huh?
Could you do this?
Hell yeah.
Fuck off, dude.
Easily. That's why, because Dr. Dre had all these high-profile musicians come into his, and that was the same era.
Oh shit, you know what? I'm sorry, but we gotta order pizza before our guests come over here in an hour and there's no pizza. What should we fucking Sicily's?
That or Pasquale's.
Do they deliver?
Yes. So I don't know if you remember, but at the height of the pandemic, Chuck E. Cheese Pizza did a rebrand.
Gross.
Pasquale's.
Gross, dude. And
they were literally delivering their pizza when they were shut down. That's how they were still active. No, Sicily's absolutely. I fucking love Sicily's. But
I hate Sicily's, but they're the only one that I know will fucking deliver quickly.
They saved my life on numerous occasions.
Sicily's. This is Sarah. How may I help you?
Hi, can I order make an order for delivery, please?
What's the address?
Order, sir. No, this year through.
You live in a house or it's an apartment?
A house.
House, okay. Yeah, what would you like for them?
Could I get 2 large cheese pizzas?
Mm-hmm.
Could I get 2 large pepperoni pizzas?
2 cheese, 2 pepperoni?
Yeah. What? Let's grab 2 more, boys. What do you guys? What do you guys want? Where do you guys want to take it to?
Specialty.
2 specialties.
What kind of specialties? We have meat, veggie pizzas.
Meat. Do you have like a
chicken?
Something that's got a combination?
Yes, we do. Large combination?
Yes, ma'am.
Like vegetable and chicken.
Shut your ass, Booster.
Like a barbecue chicken, maybe?
Excuse me?
I'm sorry. I'm talking to my friend. He's being stupid. So, that would be 6 pizzas total.
6 pizzas? The total for your order is $116, and how you'll be paying?
Card.
Card? Okay, I'm ready for the card numbers. Okay, delivery wait is 45 minutes, and you have a great day.
Thank you, ma'am.
Okay, bye-bye.
No, like my
she's
old
like,
card
this, she's
number.
She's like, this motherfucker stole somebody's card, dude.
Bruh, my old card number started the exact same way, like.
Well, they all do. They all
no, like the first 8 digits of yours. So I'm like, let me take these headphones off and plug my ears because I don't want to accidentally remember his.
That's funny. Irish Dave, you know what to do.
Yep.
All right, we got the pizza situation. I guarantee you I'm going to get ragged for ordering Sicily's, but I don't give a fuck.
I praise you for that.
Thanks,
I
man.
Love Sicily's. Here you go.
Yeah, you're the only one, dude. You're the only one. Too hard to swallow. Speaking of Sicily's pizza, I told these motherfuckers I'd feed them. I didn't tell them what I'd feed them. And even if I got blood stains on my clothes. I know I've got to do this at least once or twice on this episode, but I got to get real cheesy with y'all at home, man. We're 100 episodes in. I've done many a podcast before this series. I never made it to 100 episodes. I'm thankful for everybody that listens. Contrary to what my buddies beside me or around me might think, there's actually some people that like this shit and listen to it, and I'm thankful for each and every one of y'all, motherfuckers.
I'll still pay an absurd amount of money.
You need to play more of the music.
Hey, shut the fuck up, dude. I'm making you a goddamn star. You should be thanking me every motherfucking day, piece of shit. Got the whole fucking state of Alaska fucking knowing the name Booster Gold. Motherfucker. Need a sign.
Hey,
need a sign.
Don't,
I need a,
hey,
I need
man, don't let him play. Don't let him play with your name like that.
I need to sign you. I need to sign you to a goddamn management contract. I'm
a nice 720 deal.
I want
more of the music, motherfucker.
A 1080.
I told this motherfucker Booster I was gonna come out with these fucking fire breathing dragon merch tees. He was like, man, don't do that shit.
Please. No, make like 3 of 3 hoodies so just us have them.
But no. But
nobody else has them.
He doesn't believe me, but he's my friend and he doesn't really know like what we do on social media. I mean, he's now kind of getting it. I'm telling this motherfucker, if we made 100 shirts, I've got plenty of people that can make dope ass shit. We can make a fire-breathing dragon exclusive tee.
Alexis Vaught, we're commissioning you right now.
100. There's only going to be. We'll do it like on some Griselda shit. We're only going to press 50 or let's just say 50 or 100 of one particular thing. Once that fucking thing is done, we're out of here. We'll upload a new thing. You can buy it directly off the site, right? Let's just say we made a fucking 100 t-shirts.
I'm a DMer
fucking,
right now.
At fucking $20 a pop. We could take that money. We could put that money straight into making new shit. We all got good jobs. We all got make money. We don't need to just do it just to do it, right? But Booster, I don't think Booster understands. I think we could sell some goddamn fire-breathing dragon fucking tees. Get a dope-ass fire-breathing dragon on the front. This part is Booster's idea. Get a gold brick on the sleeve. It's just a fucking brick of gold. That would be dope, right? Yes. A big-ass fire-breathing dragon on the front. Fucking gold brick on one sleeve, Scarface Tubby Show logo on the next tee. God damn, Booster, let me do this shit, man. Let me quarterback. You just play guitar. Your boy's got this, man. Cramping My Style is the name of this record. Booster Gold's cramping my style right now, not letting me fucking
Not let me.
Oh, you hear the sample that he's using? Turn the shit up.
All the ladies in the place,
brothers,
Styles
man.
And Grace, allow me. Oh, that's Biggie.
No, shit, that's Biggie. That's 5 years later, my guy. This
I know.
Is
I'm being silly. I'm being silly.
Oh, you
Jay-Z actually remade this on that ignorant shit, too.
Yeah.
Motherfuckers don't know this shit. Some of you are like, I'm so confused. Is this a Jay-Z record? Is this a Biggie record? No, motherfucker. Rodney J. LaFleur, would you let the listeners at home know, because I really don't know the specifics, really. How did Pimp C die? Cardiovascular, right?
Yeah, it was too much codeine, basically.
Related to lean.
It was related to lean.
They said he had, like, cocaine mixed in and shit.
Doing the most. Went out on his shield like a real gladiator, baby. Went out on his shield like a real gladiator.
I heard that he boned Beyonce too.
Shut
man.
Your fucking mouth.
What?
Yeah. It's online.
What?
Yeah.
Where'd you hear that, DJ Vlad? You hear
no,
that on
no,
DJ
no.
Vlad?
Fucking it was,
piece
yeah,
of
it
shit.
Was awesome.
Let me see that
like,
lighter, please.
Like, yeah, Google that shit.
That's gonna be the. That might be the. You know what? You know how I keep making these booster gold tags? Every time you say some dumbass shit, I turn into a tag. That's gonna be the next one.
I didn't say that. I said
Pimp C Boon.
I just fucking like read it off somewhere. Like, yeah, Google that shit.
You are
what? Did Pimp C bone Beyonce?
Rodney's like, I'm right on it right now.
No, I'm literally messaging Alexis Vaught right now. Like, yo, if you have time. Like, what's the cost? Can we commission you to do these
shit? Lexus fam, dog. We
that's
fucking
what
work.
I'm saying.
We'll make
well,
this
you know
shit
better than I do.
Let me light this blunt. Scarface Chubby Show, episode 100.
Oh, it's the pocket full of some agreement.
We're about to fucking whiz through this album, play some randoms, and we're going to go upstairs and get fucked up.
I feel like I'm the one that's doing
this
dope.
Motherfucker, Pimp, like this motherfucker, Pimp C, used to do that Think and Grow Rich shit. He used to ask, he had a poster of Tupac. And, like, whenever he had some shit that he was, like...
You know when Booster's getting drunk when he gets fucking louder and louder? He always starts off every pod real quiet, talks like Nas, tries to be real cool and calm. And then when this motherfucker gets drunk, he just starts getting super loud. I'm with it, Bubba. Keep going, man. Keep going. What about Tony Robbins?
Like,
something about Tony Robbins?
No. So he would ask Tupac. He would say, should I do it or should I not do it? And then, because that was that, what's that fucking
goddamn 100 or 6 pizzas cost $112?
Yo, they usually have. Did you not put in like the discount that they offer?
No, man.
There's like a 20% discount. That should have been like 80 something.
Damn, son. I was, as you're talking, you. I'm sitting there. I'm like 120. Oh wait, 120 6 pizza, $20 a pizza. That ain't bad.
No, not at all.
That ain't bad. All right, I'm tripping. Don't worry, man.
I've got this... larges too. So like, they actually cut you.
I did all this shit for you, Johnny Cole or Sean Hemp, motherfuckers.
Fuck
them, dude. We here, baby. We
so
here.
That big.
Hey, wait.
That big pimping video.
Let me go back to.
He had to consult with Tupac.
Say what?
Yeah, Pimp C had to consult with Tupac before he did the big pimping video.
Are you fucking? Are you? I almost said the R word. Fucking Tupac died way before Big Pimpin'.
Bun B went on fucking camera and said the same shit.
Really?
Yeah, he said it's the Think and Grow Rich shit. So, like, if you have, like, these advisors, like, even if they're imaginary advisors.
Booster's getting deep. Booster's about to get, we're about to get philosophy, Booster. Go in, Booster.
So,
keep going.
He had a Pimp C, like, poster or a statue or some shit, and he asked Tupac. And Tupac said, no, don't do this shit.
Wait, what?
Forget what this guy's saying, dude.
And that's why they only had like a four. They only had like a 4 or 8 bar verse from Pimp C on,
no,
on the shit.
Pimp C didn't even want to do his verse for fucking Big Pimpin'. Bun B had to talk Pimp C into doing it. Pimp C
yeah,
didn't
that's
even
what
fuck
I just
with
said.
What
that's
the fuck's I got to do with Tupac?
Because he consulted Tupac because Tupac said fuck
Tupac
Jay-Z.
Tupac had already been dead for a long ass time.
Yeah, Tupac said fuck Jay-Z.
Tupac's a hating ass motherfucker, man.
R.I.P., man. That's a real name, man.
Hey, let's go to this next record. I'm So Bad.
Say, babe, you know what? You're over there with a nigga. You know, why don't you hook it
up? That was a good
song. Let me go this.
You just skipped over, man. I feel like I'm the one that's doing dope.
Did we skip over it?
Yeah, this
you know, it's 100 episode. My man flew all the way up here. We do whatever the fuck Rodney J. LaFleur wants to do today, baby.
Yeah, well,
this is your day, baby.
You're gonna hear some gems that you didn't recognize were actually from this song.
This motherfucker came and saved the show, Booster.
This is probably the best song.
Hey, this motherfucker Rodney J. LaFleur saved the show, dog. If Rodney J. LaFleur, I'm going to be honest with you.
This is what I do.
If Rodney was not fucking physically up here, I would have fucking texted all 20-something people and have been like, you know what? Fuck this shit. Well, fuck Sean Dell.
We wouldn't have done UGK. We would have done a different album.
Hey, I don't control this show. God does, baby.
God did.
We didn't make episode 100.
God did.
Yo, Rod did.
Alhamdulillah.
Rod did. Yo. We don't gotta ever worry about. We don't ever gotta stress out about this show. This show makes itself.
Scarface Tubby.
Shout out to some of my fucking other podcast contemporaries who gotta fucking actually structure that shit like a fucking PBS television program. Let me turn this down and give a shout out to some of my fucking podcast contemporaries, my colleagues in this shit, if you will. Shout out to my boy Soiled Seed. Fucking, I'm high as shit now. All of a sudden, I can't remember the name of the goddamn podcast that he does. What's Soiled Seed and Josh Boots' shit? Goddamn.
Hey, real quick, happy birthday to the GOAT, Paris Simmons. Shout out my guy.
Oh, Paris's
birthday.
Whoa. Paris's last name is Simmons?
Yeah.
Damn, I would have never guessed that shit, dog.
Yeah, I'm out here just giving out his government. My bad.
Irish Dave. But, we come beat our ass. Alaska Wild Project. That's Soiled Seed's fucking podcast. Shout out to Soiled Seed. Alaska Wild Project. Shout out to my man Cody Liska. Crude Podcast. Fucking, he's got the other shit. I'm drunk. I'm sorry. There's some other boys that got this podcast called Fix Yourself. I'd never heard it, but I know a bunch of my boys fuck with them. Over Under Podcast with Heebs. I don't think they still do that anymore, but that shit was dope. There's a native gal who's got a podcast called Coffee, and I believe he pronounced the word quack. Native gal. She talks about coffee and native shit, I'm guessing.
Jesus.
And then one of my favorite local comedians and a family, a friend of the family, John Norris, him and a couple of his comedian buddies got a show on Spotify called Mixtape Time Machine. Bunch of local comedians where they play like old 80s shit. It's really fucking good. But those are just some of the my fellow colleagues that do podcasts, man. I know right now, or well, not even right now, I know it's looked at as a corny subculture, but we're in this shit. And me and Rodney J. LaFleur are doing this shit till the wheels fall off.
Hey,
let's go to this next record. I'm so bad.
Say, baby, you know what? You over here with a nigga, you know, why don't you hook a nigga up, you know, suck a dick or something.
Rick Beal's coming over here to get his fucking ass handed to him in Fortnite tonight. This motherfucker's been taunting me for months, telling me he wanted to challenge me. I'm a four-time Fortnite champion. I'm about to let Rick Beal know what it's like. I know it's going to be really hard for Rick Beal, a fucking man-child who's been playing video games his whole life, to get fucking destroyed by a 41-year-old man who just started playing video games 3 months ago. But it's going to happen tonight. Shout out to my man Rick Beal. You talked to Ray Vaughn? Ray Vaughn sliding through later?
No, Ray Vaughn's a fucking Arkansas.
Oh, that's right. Ray Vaughn's down south. That's right. Getting his dick wet. I get it. Would you like to tell us the title of this next track? Because I can't. I can't say it.
I can't read that.
A real UGK fan would have known the song, dog. This is Trill Ass N Bombs.
Yeah, I'm a Trill Ass Nigga.
This is this motherfucker. This is 1993, right?
1992.
Damn. Yep. This is nasty, man.
In 1992, Pimp C was incarcerated for an aggravated gun assault charge.
Real.
Damn.
He real.
Oh, that was 2002, not 1992. That was 2002. This motherfucker's been in trouble quite a bit. You know what's a good album we should listen to down the road? Sweet James Jones, the Sweet James Jones story, the fucking Pimp C shit.
All the UGK albums are classic stuff.
What would you say? What would you say is their best album in their entire catalog?
The last one.
The Underground Kings album.
It was
a double disc, right?
That's my favorite.
It's got Swishes and Doja. That's my random, by the way. I'm letting you guys know right now. Swishes and Doja.
That was my random.
It's mine now, motherfucker.
That's just I think they're all equal, but the production on the last one is like the pinnacle.
Hit that shit, Booster Gold, episode 100, baby. Hit that shit, Booster. Fucking pussy. Hit that shit.
I've told you multiple times, Pimp C is one of my favorite producers.
You have. You've always spoken highly of
UGK. And MCs too, man.
For sure.
on the south, because I always separate them by the coasts. So like, he's one of my, besides, it's a toss up between Andre 3000 and Pimp C for the south. Those are my favorites.
Episode 23 was coming out hard. 8-Ball MJG, the guest was Alaska Based Jesus, AG. Episode 24 was Lord Willin, the clips with B1, Joe Brady, and Grant. Episode 25 was the documentary Game with Booster Gold and Ben, my brother. Episode 26, Because the Internet, was Jay Simmons and Lord Lightskin, aka Rob Lucci. Childish Gambino, if you didn't know. Episode 27 was Teflon Don, Rick Ross. 28, Capital Punishment, Big Pun, that was a Booster Gold pick.
Which one?
Episode 28, you picked Capital Punishment by Big Pun.
Man, I got the best fucking picks of all time.
Say that again, Booster. Say it louder into the mic so Rodney can hear you. Say it again.
Me and Rod did the 3-6 Mafia, though.
True.
Right?
True.
AG Two Tone is probably, in my opinion, got the best selection of albums, but that's just because he picked albums that I just happen to be fond of. But you guys got good albums, but AG Two Tone's probably got the best picks so far.
Which one does AG Two Tone's got?
Oxymoron, Graduation.
Graduation's good.
Only Built for Cuban Links.
I was on that one.
Yep.
I subscribed. I think those are
the three albums he's picked. You've been on this motherfucker a lot, though. For a guy who's only been on here three times, he picked three bangers. Episode 29 was Harlem World Mace. That was a solo dolo episode when I had COVID. Episode 30 was 400 Degrees by Juvenile. We'll do the others later because Rodney doesn't want me doing more than 10. Remember when Nelly and Karis One had a little rap battle? I was going to talk about it on the Country Grammar episode, but I want to talk about it anyways. Remember when Nelly and Karis One were going at each other? Man, a lot of people didn't even catch that.
He said he had like a pimple. That's why he said, putting it on a fucking...
I remember the exact bar.
Band-Aid or
I remember
whatever.
The exact bar. Nelly dissed KRS-One for having a big-ass nose, right? Because fucking KRS-One's got that big-ass nose. And KRS-One in his song said, I have a big nose because my nose comes from kings. You have bad skin because you eat bad things. And I fucking... and I remember thinking like, yo, that is the funniest fucking bar, dude. God damn, that was funny. I was going to make sure I discussed that no matter what album we were doing.
Yeah, he said he had a pimple or something.
He was making fun of... Yeah,
that's why he put
making
a
fun. Yeah, he was making fun of Nelly's skin. Karis One's nose is humongous, though. I guess I shouldn't say that about a black man's nose as a non-black. Sorry. Rod is like, I'll let it slide.
Yeah, you said it, not me.
Episode 31 was Doggy Style, ladies and gentlemen. Episode 32 was MERS 316. A lot of y'all don't even know what that is.
That's a good album, man.
Episode 33 was Ghetto D by Master P. A little hidden fun fact. I recorded that album twice on two separate occasions, not even realizing the second time I did it, I had already done it. That's another thing that'll always fucking grind my gears.
What was that an album you recorded by yourself?
I did Ghetto D by myself when I had COVID, right? I did like a shitload of albums by myself. And then fucking like 2 years later, on a whim, I got high and did Ghetto D. And I didn't realize until after I edited it. I was like, wait a minute, you've already done this fucking album. I felt so stupid. Episode 34 was Super Dupa Fly, Missy Elliott.
That's a good album, man. That's a good album.
Episode 35 was Black Star, Mos Def, Talib Kweli. Episode 36 was Blackout, Method Man, Redman. Episode 37, Man on the Moon, Kid Cudi, Sean Hemp. Little fun fact, one of the least listened to episodes. We're going to go to 40. Episode 38 was Supreme Clientele, B1, Joe Brady. Episode 39 was Chronic. Episode 40 was 2001. Episode 39 and 40 was the two Dr. Dre albums that me and Booster did on Christmas.
That was good
ones. Those are good ones. And we just got fucking drunk on Christmas. Janie kicked me out of the house. I was in trouble. So Booster came over and we knocked out two classic episodes. You know what? If it wasn't,
I think that was a Fire Breathing Dragon.
That was a Fire Breathing Dragon episode.
I was watching Game of Thrones shit and I was like, man, I'll just fucking destroy these motherfuckers. Because I was watching them fucking dragons like murdering cities and shit. Murdering cities, man.
This is 976 Bun.
That's a good title for a rap song. Murdering Cities.
Murder. Shut your fucking ass. Hit me, Shira. Feel free to load that bong up at any time, too. I know a lot of y'all motherfuckers ain't bong lovers.
I love the bong.
Hey, man, so this might be one of the last episodes that we do before the end of the year. What would you guys say is your favorite album in 2022? You know your boy's about to start my fucking little tubby list.
Ooh.
Rodney J. LaFleur.
Let me scroll down, actually.
Name two to three of your favorite projects this year, if you don't mind. I know, unlike Booster Gold here, that only listens to Griselda and fucking Van Halen.
All right, I'm going to mix it up. One's not going to be a rap project.
Van Halen's dead.
It's the four songs. 4 years.
So's your rap producer career, motherfucker. Get on the goddamn NPC and do some shit, motherfucker.
Oh, yeah, but back to me.
Sorry.
The first one is going to be the four songs EP by Blood Orange. After that, I was a huge, huge fan of Hurt Loss. I bought that shit.
Dude, even Booster.
I love that.
It's good.
We've been asking for a rapping ass Drake for over 10 years now, and if it took having 21 Savage to bring it out of him.
And 21 told him to take the fucking effects off, too. And the fucking most, a lot of his rapping, you notice there's not a lot of fucking effects to it.
That's what I was, what do you say, top two or one?
What are your two to three favorite projects this year in 2022?
The Jeezy.
Oh, shit, ladies and gentlemen!
Oh, shit.
Come on in! We're recording a UGK album because fucking.
Your biggest hater, on record.
I was like, Sean Hemp and Johnny Kohler couldn't make it. I was like, but you know what? The episode just made itself even better with you guys here. Yeah. Give me a hug. So we decided to wait and don't do country grammar because Johnny Kohler won't be here till 7 and Sean Hemp is sick. Hello, love.
How are you?
So we decided on a whim. We do fucking UGK, Hard to Swallow, an album that I don't even really know.
Too hard to swallow.
Okay. We got cupcakes upstairs.
Yeah.
We got pizzas on the way. We got various beverages. I think there might be another chair. Let me get mama's chair.
I gotta shit on you with this one for a second.
Oh, no.
Oh, it's Kvassi. Yeah, I'm like, goddamn.
Oh, make yourself comfy. Make yourself comfy.
This is some stuff I brought for Tubby. This one, you gotta drink it with me.
Oh, of course.
Because I bought it for the fucking album that we didn't do. That you did with him, right?
Which one? Which one? Oh, with your bestie, Lydia. Lydia picked that one. But I got something for you in return. This has been sitting here since you guys went to fucking Italy.
Oh, what? You didn't have to do that.
Here's my thing. I was like, I don't know what to get these fucking people. But the one thing I know that we all love... pot, which you guys always have way better pot and more pot than me, but I was like, I know one thing we do like.
Wow, thank you.
We like tequila. I love you. I'm glad you're here.
Yeah, this is great. I brought you because I know you like vodka, right?
Ooh, yeah.
Just some shit I had rolling around in my car.
Fuck yeah.
This too. I don't know.
I just gave Mama Bear your guys' wedding present that's been sitting here since fucking Italy.
Oh.
I told her, I was like, I don't know what to get my friends that have everything. I was like, I can't buy them weed because they got better weed than me. They got more weed than me. I was like, I do know that we all like tequila.
So shots?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, this up at work for you, too. I know you love bandanas.
Oh, shit. Fuck yeah. Oh, Tito's bandana? Fuck yeah.
Hell yeah.
Fuck yeah. We are almost done with the album, and then we could just go upstairs. And the whole plan initially was going to have just a couple people here. We'll record until about 3-ish. Everyone else is going to start trickling over. We're going to finish this album. I'm going to save it. Then there's another session where the mics are just going to be on, right? So while we're all upstairs smoking, drinking, fucking around, at any given point, y'all just come down here and just say, just talk dumb, right?
I'm like gonna get my 100 shit
episodes,
off.
Yeah. Say whatever,
I'm
right?
Get my shout outs.
It can be very short. Like, hey, Tubby 100 episode, fuck y'all, whatever. We're gonna send it all off to Irish Dave, and he's gonna. So the episode will be we're doing the album like we normally do. Irish Dave is actually doing the introduction for the show, so everybody will get to finally hear. He made a dope intro for the show. So it's gonna be Irish Dave. We'll do the episode like we normally do, and then it'll be like an hour where it's just going to be the after-hour shit of everyone just coming down here just saying whatever on the mic.
Yeah.
Hell yeah. Right now, we are currently listening to... Let me go to the fucking track listing. I already lost it.
976.
Where is this on the track listing? Do you know?
It's like towards the end of the album.
Oh, here we go. Whoa, second to last song.
Yeah. Then the last one should be Pocket Full of Stone remix.
Something Good, Pimp C remix. Something Good. Bonus remix. Track.
Yeah, bonus track.
And then what we'll do is we'll each pick one UGK random. I already told you guys mine, motherfuckers.
You said, what did you say your shit was?
Swishes and Doja, man.
Sipping on syrup.
Oh, shit.
Oh, okay.
That's a good one. But that's not going to be mine.
What you guys been up to, man? Fucking you guys, but you guys been home from the trip for a while now, right?
Yeah. Just
man, are you tired of eating pizza?
Getting back to life, hell no.
Never did you?
Maybe I'll try to eat pasta, but never pizza.
I've got a bone to pick with you, ma'am, and we're gonna handle this after the show. But word on the street is
off mic.
Word on the street is you're quite a badass in the Mario Kart these days.
Oh, yeah.
I've heard things.
I've been waiting for today.
Oh shit!
Is that what the streets are saying?
Oh, shit, I'm about to take a couple people out in Mario Kart. Rick Beal should be here sometime this evening, and me and him are gonna have a Fortnite battle. Oh. My man's been talking wild shit about Fortnite for months. I'm about to take his spot. I'm gonna be honest, I don't think I've ever heard this record before, this 976 button. So this is like, me and the boys were talking about it, so Hard to Swallow is UGK's first album. Came out in 92, I'm 11. I didn't hear this shit till I was like 15 or 16. But this is like the album that made UGK big, but I was telling the boys, I don't think I ever listened to this album all the way front to back.
Scarface Tubby.
Where did we leave off? So we're going.
This is the shit that when you're in your car.
Oh yeah, you just turn it up with your cassette player in the Monty.
Yep.
Ben in the corner, Ben in the block. Okay, so we've been going down the list of all the 100 episodes that we've done on the show. We left off at 40. Episode 41 was Long Live ASAP with Blanco and Casper of Raid City Records. Episode 42, Trap God 2, Rodney J. LaFleur. Probably, in my opinion, out of all the projects that people have picked. I'm going to be honest. If it was anybody else other than Rodney, I would have been like, no. Trap God 2, a Gucci Mane mixtape, but it's Rodney J. LaFleur. It turned out to be a really good episode.
Great Outlaw mixtape as well. Because it was more
picking,
so.
Always picking Dat Piff projects, making my life harder than it has to be as a goddamn podcast.
I told you to download the app, and you never use the app. You were always going on YouTube
and listening. He told me years ago to get the Dat Piff app, and I downloaded and forgot that I downloaded
Still
it.
Works.
And we did a couple episodes where I didn't even use the app, so we had the ads and everything, right? And he was like, use the app.
I'm getting frustrated.
Yeah, you were. I'm a terrible podcast host, man. I feel like.
You know, you're getting better.
I'm getting better. Have you noticed, as a guy who listens to the episodes, that I've consciously made an effort to not to interrupt people and not to steamroll people ever since the Liddy episode? We got super, super drunk on the Speaker Box episode, and I was listening to it, and I was editing it, and I had to come to a self-realization like, hey, man, there's some things you got to tighten up on. And the interrupting, the drunk interrupting, really bad. Especially as an editor who's got to edit the shit. I don't even, I bet you Irish Dave has probably cussed me out silently.
I was going to say, yeah, think of it as like you're running a huge newspaper.
Right.
And your main fucking reporter. You're April O'Neil. You're goddamn.
April O'Neil. You're too young to know such a
thing. No, I'm not.
So who's anyway,
your lowest lane. Your lowest lane is fucking you up.
Well, I just get drunk and we all just get drunk and I just start talking, right? Point.
You are the interrupter.
I was. He was too. Lydia was scolding both of us, but a lot of it was.
I admit it too. There were times where
you know
I was interrupting.
People. We're going into the triple digits as better podcasters, better men. The growth.
You know,
I got you sitting with the fucking with. Brother Buffalo.
You said that like we're parlaying or some shit. Like you called a gang meeting, street violence, let's end it right now.
Like a Minister Farrakhan, it's the East Coast, West Coast.
For real.
That's hilarious. Episode 44 was Yeezus with Saint Dion, who's been fucking blowing me up all day. He knows the days I'm super busy. He wants to bother me. Episode 45, I got a bunch of mid-weed there too that you guys will probably laugh at. Episode 45 was Good Kid, Mad City with Brother Buffalo and Sean Hamm. Episode 46 was Il Nana with my boy Larry Licious and his boy James.
Hey.
Episode 47 was Hardcore. That was a solo Dilla episode. Episode 48 was The Score with St. Dion, Fugees. Episode 49, College Dropout with B1 And that other guy, we won't say his name. Well, we can say his name. We'll just bleep it out.
You had him in your home?
I did. What I know. Weirdo. I know.
You're disgusting. Know, I'm glad you moved out.
I know. I blame B1 and fucking DJ Gray. Irish Dave, you might have to edit all that part out. Episode 50 was It's Dark and Hell is Hot.
Hey.
B1, Grant, Helen, Killa. Episode 51, Flesh of My Flesh, Blood of My Blood with B1 and Ben, I think, and Booster. We put those two out back to back. Episode 52.
No. We're doing 10 at a time, Mike.
Oh, shit. He says I can only list a few albums at a time. Otherwise, I'll just keep going.
He was literally the first 5 minutes trying to list the whole 100. I'm like, yo, no.
Just do 10 at a time, dude.
Like, nobody's going to fucking listen to that.
God damn. Fuck you, man.
All
right.
All the tangents that you already go on.
Play that song you were just playing, man.
All right, man. Fuck.
Yeah, I want to hear that shit, man. That's UGK.
I should be fucking sitting here with Sean Hemp and Johnny Kohler. Not you
but
two
do you want to be?
Not really. Not really.
Rewind the UGK shit.
I'm Buster
Ball. I want to hear
that shit. We already called Johnny Kohler here about an hour ago on the show and fucking told him he ain't shit. This is what happened. I'll tell you guys, I'll repeat it. I got a right to fucking vent about this a few times on this goddamn episode, 100th episode. I planned this whole day around Sean Hemp and Johnny Kohler. I talked to these motherfuckers weeks ago. I said, you guys give me a day that works for y'all. You guys tell me a day, I'll rotate the whole day. You guys let me know. They both said November 26th. They said, hey, we got to do a Friendsgiving thing with Brother Buffalo, but we're going to move it over. We'll do
26th. Yeah, we moved it.
Oh, yeah.
We moved it for this.
See? Sean Hemp. You hear that shit? I know you're listening. Sean Hemp. I told these motherfuckers, I told Johnny Kohler, I was like, I feel like fucking Dana White when these UFC cards like crumble the day before, right?
Yeah.
Johnny Kohler is like, yeah, November 26th, I'll be back in town by then. Okay, so this is the date. I fucking plan everything right. I'm like, I just want them to come over here. We'll do this little private thing. Then we'll invite everybody else. The times, everything went around what these motherfuckers told me. Johnny Kohler hits me up fucking 3 or 4 days ago. Hey, the flight's not going to land until like 7 or 8. We could do it later on that night or we could do it the following day. Johnny Kohler, who's a sweetheart of a guy who I can never scold or never get loud with, I just go, the whole day's been planned around you, bro. Like, I can't, I've got motherfuckers flying up here. I can't switch the days, right? And he's just like, oh, man. You know how Johnny is. Yeah. Oh, man, that's fucked. All right, I'm just going to Uber it over there as soon as I land. All right, so I'm thinking to myself, okay, well, Sean Hemp's here. Me and Sean Hemp just hugged and made up for the first time, so this will be great. I'm going to use this episode to say what I've done wrong in our relationship and make amends. This is going to be a great thing, right? I hit up Sean Hemp 2 days ago. He's like, hey, I'm letting you know I got sick on Thanksgiving. I'm going to tough it out. I'm going to fucking get some rest. Out of his control, right? I'm like, all right, cool. He hit me fucking 10 o'clock this morning. Oh, yeah, I'm still fucked up. I'm not going anywhere, right? And I'm thinking to myself, God damn, dude. I was like, this is what fucking Dana White must feel like. But you know what? Roddy J. LaFleur, I knew I was like, get Roddy J. LaFleur a little fucked up. I got Booster, we're going to be okay. Then you said, hey, I'm going to show up at 2 instead. I was like, you know what? God's making this happen. We don't got to worry about anything. God did. Okay, we finished the album.
I like the shit where... Who you say? You put that shit out. They said the shit looks like gangland.
Yeah, why were you mad, like goon mad stuff like that?
I was super high.
Invited
so you, no.
Where you have like an anxiety attack and you're like, I can't show my face to my friends?
No. I was just being silly.
Oh,
but right. I knew yesterday.
Saw.
I knew yesterday. Like, yesterday morning.
Saw movie.
Shut the fuck up, Booster. I knew that I had, you know me. I'm a party planner type of motherfucker. I already knew I'm gonna have to hit everybody with the follow up the day before to make sure. But then I thought about it. There's like 20 something fucking people, right? And so I thought to myself, I was like, instead of hitting everybody up, I'm just gonna make one video. I'm just gonna send it to everybody, and then the bandana's always here. And I was just like, oh, I'm high as shit. Let's be funny about it. But the mass video, I figured instead of hitting you all individually. Easy peasy, man. That was a great video, though, wasn't it?
That was pretty funny.
Thanks. Thank you. What's your fucking UGK random? Let's do our randoms.
Oh,
sure,
all right.
Go upstairs and eat cupcakes. All right. Pizza will be here all soon. Right. Hey, I hate to say this. We ordered Sicily's pizza, dog.
Fun, bro.
Somebody,
it's not,
no.
It's not 3 a.m., but it's 3 a.m.
It's the only motherfuckers that'll deliver to this fucking house.
Really?
Monster's Pizza won't deliver here. Domino's Pizza won't deliver here. Pizza, I called fucking dude. The only motherfucker that I found that would deliver says I hate Sicily's Pizza.
Yeah.
But he likes it. He flew all the way over here. And you know what?
You like it too. Don't put this solely on me.
I might eat a slice. Brandon. You suggested blood taco. Brandon's bringing something, and I'm sure the Uso second. Dudes are bringing something. But I got plenty of different cupcakes. I'm gonna get high and eat cupcakes. That's my fucking plan. What's your UGK random, sir?
Like a pimp.
Like a pimp.
UGK. It's actually by no. It's no? Shit. Gator boots and the suits and the clothes like a pimp. It's actually no. That's no. I'm fucking.
I need
stupid.
The actual. You're high as shit, man.
I am.
Booster Gold. What's your random?
Big no, pimpin'.
It is like,
no, big
it is like a big pimp. Pimpin'. 3-6 Mafia and Project Pat and Pimp.
Yo,
Steve.
It's 2:50. I'm calling this right now. Midnight tonight. 95% chance. Me and Booster gonna be blacked out drunk. Booster's gonna be upstairs making me watch fucking Metallica live videos, dude. What the fuck? This night ends with Booster Gold drunk as shit making me watch heavy metal concerts.
Big pimpin'.
Jay Z.
Yeah, what? You're a Jay-Z dick rider?
Oh, you know he's drunk. You know this guy's drunk.
Yeah, you hear the emphasis he put on the word dick?
Getting brave.
Like the staccato on the D. It was like, oh yeah, play no Jay-Z, staccato as you play instruments G-G-K. Growing up. It's like a
big-ass bull thrash. Especially the Pimp C verse.
The Pimp C verse almost didn't even happen. Bun B had
that's what I just business. Told you, motherfucker. Oh, that's why you did tell me that. Bitch ass motherfucker.
Oh, my man's definitely fucking lifting weights tonight. Booster Gold's definitely doing pull-ups tonight.
I told you I was a fire-breathing dragon. I would destroy these motherfuckers. You ain't gotta play the old shit. Just play the Pimp C verse.
Shut up, man. Fuck up, man. You don't think I fucking go in post-production and fucking whittle this shit down to the fucking parts that I want to play? Motherfucker, act like we ain't done this shit for 11 guys. Or 11.
11. We're about to say 11 years.
2 years. 2 years.
Yeah, 11 years when I was in high
let's
school.
Go to let's go to fucking UGK shit. I'm going to be honest, and I got in a fight with LB with Fleetwood about this. Fucking Bun B's verse is better than Pimp C's.
Yeah.
Can I add you back to the group chat?
Yeah, Bun B's.
Can I please add you back to the group chat? Can I add him back to the group chat? On IG? Alright.
Listen to this verse.
He even said that shit. Like, UGK said he would put fucking Pimp C said he would put fucking Bun B against any MC.
Man, your arms are getting a little bit bigger. I'm not gonna lie, man. Motherfucking bulking up over here, man. I'm just going to start fucking just start beating motherfuckers up, dog.
No, that's what that Pimp C said he would put Bun B up against any MC.
Man, you guys are still smoking these Frontos, huh? You ain't ready for this Fronto leaf shit. Every episode you on, you coughing like a fucking fragile
baby lungs.
Like a little baby lungs.
You excuse my genetics.
You ain't ready for this Fronto leaf life, no? Yeah. Booze the gold. Hit that shit, man. It's 100 episodes, man. Man, Grandpa G, steal his chair and his mic, man. He don't need that mic.
It's too early for this.
Like Grandpa G, say what's up to the listeners.
What's popping, everybody?
One of my favorite guests. One Hello. Of my favorite people in life.
Both on mic at the same time, so we can shut your bullshit.
Man, this is special for me, ladies and gentlemen. I got Grandpa G, Brother Buffalo, Rodney J. LaFleur, most hating ass friend I've got. We're all here together. We're here for love. We're here to celebrate 100 episodes.
Love
here to celebrate life.
Prosperity.
I asked him and Booster Gold what was their favorite album or albums of 2022. This might be the last episode y'all motherfuckers are on until the new year. What was some of your favorite shit? Oh, hey. Salute! Cheers to Fat Trell getting out of prison.
Yo,
hey,
Fat Trell, Fat Trell out of prison. Oh, big Fat Trell fan. Big
Demons home, pussy.
Me and this motherfucker were joking. I told Grandpa G. I said this. I give this motherfucker. What did I say? I said, give this motherfucker 2 to 3 months. This motherfucker's going right back in.
I say plus 1.5.
He was one of the first people eating ass on Twitter.
Yo, do you remember his affliction with Cardi B before she like blew up when she still had the fucked up teeth? Bro,
I don't know anything about Fat Trell. I don't know.
Was that like 2017 or like around then, a little bit later?
Yeah,
like right before he went back to jail, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Is he still with MMG?
Doubtful.
I don't think. I don't think he is. Right.
Doubtful.
He's one of the few guys who looks scary. Yeah. Like he looks like he's a in and out.
Yo, lives the shit he raps about.
Yeah.
Slutty boy gang.
What was your favorite project or projects this year, sir?
Let's see. Yeah, that new Jeezy tape is sick.
It is good. Me and Booster were actually talking about it before everybody came over. I was expecting it to be a fucking dud. It was really good.
Yeah.
Kind of like old Jeezy.
Yeah,
him and Drama together just dope, though.
5-year foreign.
Bring me down a cupcake, Booster, motherfucker.
Did that 2 Chainz drop this year, too? The Dope Don't Sell Itself?
I thought that was late 2021.
I could be wrong. Yeah.
But not 2022.
No shit, huh? Yep. Must have been early in the year, huh? Yeah, that was good. Yeah, that was damn, good I totally tape. Forgot about that tape, to be honest. That was a good
Father,
one.
Young Hot Ebony 2.
I still gotta listen to that shit.
That motherfucker's always really fucking good. He got Young Vicky doing a fucking like interlude on it over like this like
my man brought down
old
the
school like soul like fucking not it's almost like a gospel type beat and it transitions into like the next song and it is so fucking beautiful.
Damn, yeah, that's one I forgot about.
That's a good one. That was a good one. My one's gonna be.
All right, what is your random, sir?
Like a Pimp, 3-6 Mafia, Project Pat.
Play Like a Pimp, 3-6 Mafia, Project Pat. And Pimp C's on it, yeah. Hey, when the pizza sign for that shit, man. Give him a $5 tip, man. No,
let me just type it in for
you. Yeah. Is this not the right one?
No, that's Side to Side featuring Bow Wow.
What was the song?
I said Like a Pimp, 3-6 Mafia, right, Pimp C, Project Pat. Just, yeah, type in. Like a Pimp, 3-6 Mafia.
Oh, yeah, okay, I got you. Play it.
Yeah, Like a Pimp.
Oh, off the Unbreakable shit.
Hey,
Booster, if you go up in my daughter's room, she ganked one of the headphones. Just gank it back, dog. Plug it into that bitch. My daughter.
I haven't heard that term.
My daughter. I'm going to share you guys a little secret because it's the 100th episode. Me and my daughter are about to release a new show called Music School. We've already got episodes ready to go.
Yo.
The show's called Music's Cool, but it's spelled
play
out
on Music School.
Music's Cool, right? And so the premise of the show, by the time this episode comes out, we're probably going to release the first episode. Me and my daughter sit here. I pick 5 random songs, any genre, and she sits there. She doesn't know anything about it. I just play the song. She grades it A through F. And then at the end of the episode, we go back, we let her decide if she wants to change the grade, and then at the end of the episode, she gets to play me a fucking song, right?
Yo, so that's
yeah,
tight.
So hell yeah. Me and Lil Lonnie want to be a podcast, and I go, damn, fucking bum.
Now like and subscribe, oh.
This is Like a Pimp, Pimp C, Project Pat. We still going to do fucking Victory Lap?
Hell yeah.
I'll make sure nobody takes that one.
Put it on the books. We need like a whiteboard in here. Like
yeah.
Episodes to
Grandpa come. G's Miss Allie, who is a regular on the show, she told me a long time ago she wanted to do Speaker Box The Love Below. My dumbass totally forgot. I never wrote it down or anything. And then Lydia came over, picked it, and I didn't even realize until you fucking said that. You hit me with it, right? And I was just like, holy shit, Allie did fucking pick
it. You acknowledged it like the first 5 minutes of the pod.
Oh, did I? Okay. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. God damn, don't do cocaine, Booster.
Irish Dave, we need to start I'll do the timestamps as
you know
long as
do?
You.
We should have Irish Dave do a montage of every time I've said the same thing repeatedly.
Dude, I'll legit start doing timestamps and be like, yo, send it to Irish Dave and he can like mark that shit and start like playing shit back for future episodes.
I asked Irish Dave, I said, what is the probability of you coming to Alaska sometime within the next year? I was like, you could stay here. I got a guest room. He said, really? He's got a wife. He's got a family and shit too. He's like, I just got to fucking clear it with the wife. He's like, but we might be able to make that happen. I was like, bro, that would be so dope to just have him. Because I don't think he like that's gets down, like, but he drinks. I know he's
fucking Irish. Like sorry. And he lives in Ireland? No, he fucking drinks. He drinks warm beer.
That's racist, Rodney. That is racist.
No, it's not. If it's a fact. Sorry.
If it's science.
Yeah, this is science.
Is his hair red? He's an alcoholic.
I didn't say that.
Pretty much.
You did. You did. Again, putting words in my mouth. So now that I have you across the table, Mr. Grandpa G, I was never... Let me rephrase that. Because that is false. There were times where I was hating just to hate.
For sure.
But then I got tricked into going to one of your shows. You've heard this story.
And then one day he's at Coots topless and he's in my ear drunk as shit. Oh, they're not that bad. They're not that bad. Maybe you listen to the music before you start talking shit, motherfucker. No, I'm just guessing. I appreciate you being a man. And fucking, and coming, and speaking your...
When have I not been a man? Hold the fuck up. When have I not been a man?
I'm going to save that for the Patreon episode. I got a list.
Scarface Tubby.
Anyways, no, I your music has been growing on me, and I love seeing your guys' progression, and I love seeing the crowd control you guys have. Any fucking venue you guys go to, any time you guys perform, it's like.
Yeah, I appreciate that.
That's everybody's
definitely,
watching.
That's definitely something we've been working on.
That over shit the last,
like, you that guys
shit is something you can't teach
for sure. And I've told you guys before, right? Like, in as far as all the artists that are performing, you guys, as far as like years under your belt, is not as long as most, but just the live stage performance, because you guys have been performing so much at every spot, small stuff, bigger stuff. That shit's evident. You can see it, right? And I think it talked about it. Well, actually, I talked about it with Johnny and Sean Hemp when I was out there. They were telling me about the shit in Homer, right? Yeah, yeah. And it's like, even those things, right? Those things add up, right? And so at the end of the day, rapping, performing is a major part of it. And I hate to say it, the majority of the local rappers, their live stage performance is about a C, right? Yeah, we know this. We've talked about it, right? Mine's not fucking super great either. Your guys' has gotten better and better and better. And you guys can see the confidence. Now,
I appreciate that.
I don't know if we're able to talk about this, but Brother Jake is no longer here. He's out traveling with the missus, right?
He is currently traveling.
No.
What did I miss?
They came out wrong. They came out wrong. Oh, but
Jesus,
is it safe to hope that maybe Brother Jake will be back sometime in the relatively near future?
Yes.
Because I'm going to be honest, and I want to share this with you in person, and I shared it with Sean Hemp and Johnny Kohler because we talked about it before. I feel like your guys' momentum was going very, very well. And I understand 1,000% traveling the world and experiencing life is more important than most.
Definitely.
But you guys were on a steady momentum, and I felt like, man, right now would be a bad time to slow down the momentum.
Yeah,
now one person could travel, come back and do shows, and you know, but that costs money. That costs time, right?
It definitely does. Now, we've been having some of these same conversations between me, Jake, Sean Hemp, fucking Allie, and Britt, Jake's girlfriend. But now that fool's coming back. Sooner,
Pizza,
that fool's coming back sooner than you think.
Yes,
so I'm just gonna say that for now.
That's all we need to know. Pizza's here. Let me play my motherfucking UGK random. We're gonna get the fuck out of here. We're gonna turn these mics on. We're gonna leave the war room open. So we're gonna have several guests coming through in the next few hours. They can come down here, say whatever the fuck they want. Irish Dave, I'll pay you a little extra.
Take us out, Irish Dave.
This is gonna be a headache. I'm just going to give you 3 hours of just drunk people talking and just and just pick the funny shit, dude.
That is seriously, though, a talent for someone to be like, okay, this is the funny stuff. Like, this is funny.
And that's the one thing about Irish Dave. It's not even the fact that he's good at fucking using the computer. He's got the good, you know, there's a lot of comedic timing involved.
Yeah.
He's got to know when to cut it.
Yeah.
And he's great at it. I've honestly probably given him just a few notes. He's good. I love you, Irish Dave. This is Swish and Doja, ladies and gentlemen. You don't know about this shit, Booster Gold? This is episode 100. We're going to go upstairs. We're going to eat some cupcakes, eat some pizza, play Mario Kart. I'm about to fucking whoop Allie's ass in Mario Kart. Then I'm about to take Rick Beal out in Fortnite. What you got to say? Hey, now that we've got 100 episodes out of the way, now that I've got myself stable in a house with good Wi-Fi internet, now it's time to have the Mario Kart tournament, the real tournament, with a real belt, real competitors.
Stream this shit.
I'm coming for y'all. I'm coming for y'all. DJ Gray, I'm coming for you, motherfucker.
Scarface Tubby.
You guys go upstairs, grab some motherfucking cupcakes. I'm going to fucking close this shit out. I'm going to be right upstairs. You want to give any fucking last shout-outs before we end this shit? Rodney J. LaFleur, we got Swishes and Doja playing. We about to go upstairs.
Hell no, fuck them. I don't give a damn.
Hey, can I ask you a question before we end this shit? Am I still cleared to fucking drop the shroom episode?
Please.
After everything?
Okay, yes.
There's a shroom episode that I wanted to wait a few months and make sure he was really cool about me putting it out. It's been several months. You're cool?
Mm-hmm.
Shroom episode's on the way, ladies and gentlemen. The shroom episode is on the way. It's a banger. It's a barn burner.
Good luck.
Scarface Tubby Show.
What's up, everybody? This is Irish Dave, and you're listening to the Scarface Tubby Show.
What you want to tell these motherfuckers before we go, Booster Gold? Any words? Anything? Something?
Just say I love everybody from anywhere,
especially and the thick Polynesians.
If it's the end of the world, I just want to say, man,
hey,
I love everybody, man. I love everybody.
You've been stressing out about this end of the world shit with me, man. You think we're going to make... Hey, honestly, let's end it like this. You think we're going to make it to episode 200?
I don't think so. I think we're all going to die. I love everybody, man. Especially black people, because they...
Hey, man, I love you too, dog.
Especially, like, man.
He said, especially black people. Hey, I've been friends with this guy for 20 years. He ain't lying. He loves black people, dude.
It's not that, man. They love me, man. So it's like, they kidnapped me or so, man. Mm. You know?
You got soul, white boy.
Let's go play Mario Kart, man.
Hell yeah. Tub Life.
Check, check, check. I'm doing a sound check, ladies and gentlemen. This is the episode, the 100 episode after party. I'm leaving the mics on in the war room. Me and my friends are going to be upstairs. Irish Dave, people are just going to gradually come down here and say shit. We'll keep the good shit. Save the bad shit for Patreon.
Yo. It's your boy Rod. And oh my God, is this how Tubby sounds on his mic? This is fucking terrible. I'm a little high. James is getting his ass kicked in Mario Kart. Surprise, surprise. But I'm just here to talk some shit, say what's up. I'm currently looking for an ashtray. Yeah. This motherfucker has a grill. That's crazy. That's like a bottom set. I don't know. Anyway, I'm out.
Right then.
So.
Got some chips.
What the fuck is this? What is that, man?
A little fireball shot with some cigarette.
What's up, Tubby? Happy 100 episodes.
Happy 100 episodes.
Damn, the war room looks different.
Got Freddie Gibbs up in here now.
Was this the same room when you did the podcast? Okay.
I miss my cousin.
Bro, whoa!
Dude, this program's crazy. Reason.
Yo, us using Reason, bro? That's crazy.
Is this how Tubby feels? Every day? Down here, bro. Oh, wait, I just realized.
What?
Never mind.
What happened, bro? What'd you realize? He's finding things out about you. Is that a signed Eazy-E poster? That's crazy.
Oh, it is.
Can I open this?
This is not open?
No.
Yeah,
you don't think so? Just shotgun it truly.
I never shotgunned before.
You gotta throw up on the table.
That's content.
Take a picture of you stud muffins really quick. Don't go in my inbox, you'll find things you don't want to see. What is this?
Can we open that?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Okay. Oh, yeah. Fuck yeah.
Ooh. It's getting dastardly in here.
Bro!
Go to throat, go to the truly.
How do you feel?
It hits me right away. Dude, I'm so drunk right now.
Dude, I'm so wasted off this White Claw. Yeah.
Dude, I'm not gonna lie, Sicily is not bad. It ain't no Palermo.
Ooh.
Pizza on the bar. Okay, we need to create content for Tubby.
Yeah. What do we do?
What is the topic of this discussion?
What's the wildest thing you've ever done?
Information I don't want to talk
about. Yeah, that's real.
Damn, what's that shit you're drinking, man?
So what?
What's that shit you're drinking?
It's for you.
Bro's eyeballing the vodka.
It's for you, Booster.
It's some water, bro. Yeah. You're a little thirsty.
Try some.
This is these motherfuckers. This is deadly.
Yeah.
Deadly.
You're like, there is not a single safe room in this house.
40, what are you drinking?
Yeah, I mean.
Oh my god.
Tito's and orange juice.
Ooh. And it's full. That's a full cup.
The ice cubes.
Oh, yes,
Tito's and orange juice with some ice cubes.
What's the craziest thing that you know that Tubby's done?
It's snitching hour.
That you can say.
Snitching hour.
I'm just curious.
For the 100th episode, we're all snitching on you, Tubby.
I don't know him, so I just make sure.
There's been some like crazy ass fights before.
Oh, man. For real?
Crazy ass fights. And there's been some crazy ass shit where like everybody be talking this motherfucker out of some shit.
Yeah.
You know? So that's the best I can tell you, man.
Yeah.
I see. He's about it.
Mm-hmm.
About it, man.
That's why he has a podcast. We're all just looking around.
I'm just fascinated.
Oh. I mean, people usually got like topics for podcasts, right?
So yeah, he usually writes it down. They listen to an album, like a classic, okay. A classic rap album, and nice. Then they like examine it. And... Mm-hmm. What would you bring in if you were on a Tubby episode?
What would I bring?
What album would you bring?
Oh,
ooh.
I don't know many rap albums. Hmm.
You think he would
just bring
be pissed?
A Nav film.
Ooh.
Nav album?
A Nav album.
Oh, just see what happens.
Used to be broken down bad. Now I pay nothing for my features because I'm Nav.
Like, what's your guys' shit, though?
He would hate me, bro. I would bring in, like, a Young Lean album.
Dude, there's a classic Lean
like
album.
Stranger. Stranger's an amazing album. Or a Lil B album.
Oh,
like yes. The 700 song mixtape. We have to listen to the whole thing.
What's up, guys? It's your boy. Greg Bill.
Back with another podcast.
The 100th episode. So.
On the Scarface Tubby Show.
Greg Bill is the motherfucker who starts the parties off, dog.
Hey,
right?
For real.
So.
Oh, man.
This is the motherfucking man right here.
Scarface Tubby Show, episode 100. We're celebrating.
Rick Beal, close that door real quick. All right. So we got a better view. You're a photographer, you already know.
Yes, sir.
And he's stud muffin. We got Rick Beal in the fucking house.
Yeah.
My daughter thinks Huss is cute. That's weird.
Bro,
yeah, me and my daughter were going to sushi the other day, and she knows I do what I do, right? And she was like, my friend's like this one Korean kid. He's got blonde hair. Apparently, he's like a local artist. I was like, oh, yeah, his name is Huss. It's my buddy Huss.
She's like 12.
Yeah, she goes, so, yeah. Well, that. Well, so she goes, well, my friends are always talking about him. And then I thought about it. I was like, well, you guys do the all ages shows. Yeah. So I think what's going on is I think Alani's friends have been going to these shows.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they're middle school age.
Right, and they know that Alani's dad does something with music guys, right? And so she was just like, oh, and I'm Korean, right? So she goes, my friend's got a crush on this cranky kid with blonde hair. I just chuckled.
Oh my god.
So funny.
Dude, when we were in Vancouver,
there was like these old ass ladies like trying to dance with them and shit. At different clubs.
You gotta start putting an age limit on, bro.
You wish
I don't dance.
Saw
some
person.
Yo, I mean, shut the fuck up, dude.
He has a girlfriend.
You're into the Samoans, huh?
I ain't
even
nothing.
I'm asexual.
I don't like these motherfuckers. They're upstairs, like, laughing.
I'm jealous.
So, these motherfuckers right here, like Tubby,
I destroy the motherfuckers.
They gotta get off their games.
We gotta destroy them.
Like, I'd be like benching like 285.
Oh,
okay.
Boom.
But Tubby be doing 100 push-ups a day.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. This is God.
In a splits contest.
Who's winning? You are Tubby in a splits contest.
Yes.
Tubby been talking mad shit on Fortnite.
maybe he forgot. I got an 8-year-old, so I'm real tapped in, and I'm nasty on Warzone.
Okay. Right? On the second one?
And I caught a dub yesterday, last night.
Let's fucking go.
2 a.m. Right. And play. that perpetuates over to
bench press.
So I got a nephew who's the same age as my daughter. Mm-hmm. They play Fortnite together. He doesn't have a mic. She takes my phone and FaceTimes them. That's how they game chat. Mm. Right? I played with him once.
Bro.
He called me a human aimbot.
Okay.
Alright? The 8-year-old. Because I'm sniping dudes, and he's like, you sniped him? You have 12 kills? Yeah, that's boy, crazy. I do this.
Hey!
Long time no see.
It has been a minute, hasn't it?
You shotgunning those or what?
Do you want to?
I mean, we'll do one on a podcast.
A race.
Let's do it.
Race.
Y'all got this.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you want to?
I'm not.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, I'm good on that.
Because if you want to, we can do it.
Do you remember? Oh, I can't do that. You can open it for me.
Oh my gosh.
Do you want to race?
I'm not racing. I'd like to see a race.
You're too confident.
That's why I'm shocked he brought this up.
Rick Beal said he's a Lamborghini Aventador.
They don't know.
You gotta show
what car are you. Yeah, you gotta.
Okay.
Aventador.
Right.
Lamborghini Aventador.
No. I really like the way like an old Ford, like 60s Ford truck looks, like a Chevy Ford. You know how that has like the round edges. Like doesn't even have to be a cool color. It could be like classic red or like classic black, and I would love it. I just love the style of it and the way that it kind of like sits low, has like running boards and like the car hugs the tires. I like that.
Yeah. Mango probably.
Pineapple you can't choose.
So you take a lot of gas.
Mango,
if I'm going to be choosing a car of my dreams, I probably don't have to worry about gas.
Oh, that's rude.
I mean, like, hopefully then I would also have, like, an electric car, you know, who knows?
You might have to.
All right, cheers.
Cheers.
I'm taking a video to send for the end.
Let's go.
Oh, yeah.
Bro!
Hey!
Oh, my God. Damn!
Bro!
Okay.
Ooh.
Not bad, Rick Beal.
So how does it feel, Rick Beal? To be the only other minority except me.
Oh, I mean, am I a minority? You guys are on my land. This is my spot.
That's a point.
I'm a minority, though.
Everybody is.
Let me ask you guys a question. We're in the season of being thankful,
yes.
Giving.
Yes.
What are you guys most thankful for this year?
What do you think?
What's your name again?
Ethan.
Ethan, what are you thankful for this year more than anything?
I think for my buddies, you know, let me
hop on
their music and
that's
stuff
real.
Like that. Yeah, Zane in here.
Yes.
What you thankful for, Rick Beal? You've been doing a lot this year.
Hold on. Go to Hus first and then come back.
Hey, little fun fact for you guys.
Yes.
This motherfucker came over here on the podcast show early on, Rick Beal.
Yeah, very early.
He picked a Mac Miller episode and I had him take a shot. What was it? Was it tequila?
We
took a shot together. And right in the middle of the show, he just quietly got up, went to the bathroom, and threw up in the toilet.
we've heard about this. We're putting the pieces together right now.
And they didn't find out till after.
I didn't find out till the next day. The next day, everybody's gone. I got up. I looked in the toilet. I was like, damn, somebody threw up in the toilet. And I thought about it. I was like, Rick Beal. Yeah, and he was so professional about it. Yeah. He got up right in the middle of the conversation.
Like, Excuse me, sir.
Sat back down. I didn't even know this motherfucker was about to blow chunks. But I wanted everybody that listens to my show to know that Rick Beal can't fucking handle liquor at all.
Well, here's the thing. For the past 30 minutes, I've been telling these youngins right here. Here's the thing.
Tell him, OG.
Here's the thing.
Here, get on that mic with that little ass mouth.
That's just supposed to make it past 25. Jokes on you, Easton.
When I first got into music videos, right?
Mm-hmm.
I was an apprentice to one of the OGs here.
who's a real music video. He's a music video dude.
Boss?
Krimsky.
He's a boss?
He's a boss, right?
Not boss, dude. Not boss.
No, not a boss, but he's a boss.
No Voss slander. Voss is cool.
No. Voss
get,
is my
get
guy.
Up, get up against that sign real quick, Brandon. I gotta get you. Ooh. I got you, sexy.
Right.
You and Lando, you and Big Lando. Oh,
get up here, get up here.
You and Big Lando, hi. Get up against that sign real quick.
I gotta
get high on shrooms.
The mountain borderline
panic attack. Bro, we were sitting through this fucking car wash for like 30 minutes. We're like, this is never gonna end.
Yeah. It was 30 minutes, but it's a 10-minute car wash.
We smoked no blunts in this car wash, bro. I was just sitting there just like, oh my fucking God. I was waiting for like the
so you're no booze, just so, shrooms?
Shrooms and a little
I'm
bit of blow,
finish.
Baby.
I'm
Have you been drinking today?
Yeah.
Okay, I can tell. I was like, yo, my man is hella feeling himself right now. I love it.
Me and Lau just shotgunned a race. She won.
I took a video of it.
Yeah.
For the social media.
Hey man, so. I really just brought you here, not even to celebrate the 100th episode, but later on tonight,
shit,
you and me, we're gonna have a battle
up.
In Fortnite.
Yeah.
I'm gonna fucking end your life, dude.
All right,
let me ask you a question. How is it gonna feel to be a kid who's been playing video games your whole life and a 41-year-old man who just started playing video games 3 months ago?
Just cranking 90s on you.
Four-time Fortnite Battle Royale champion, mind you.
Yeah.
Four times.
Yeah.
Bro, your neck vein is popping, dog.
I got hypertensive blood pressure.
Yeah, like where you got butt 50s glow like a super saiyan, bro. He's seen me hit tubs many times.
Tubby, I already broke it down on them. I got an 8-year-old. Right?
He has an 8-year-old, bro.
I'm tapped in with Fortnite.
I didn't even think you could reproduce, honestly. Rick Beal is a great father.
Yeah, I am, and also. A bear? Yeah.
So, sorry to interrupt. Rodney, you should probably leave. Helen's coming, dude.
I don't give a fuck. I don't give a goddamn.
You know who I am?
Hey, the Queen of the North will be here in 10 minutes. You got 10 minutes to get out.
Oh, what's the beef? What's this?
There is no beef. It's just that there would be no her without me. Is all.
Pew, 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 pew.
In terms of podcast guests, and I paved the way. All I'm saying is.
This whole thing is going to be its own separate episode.
All I'm saying is.
This is episode 101.
No, if y'all motherfuckers, y'all weren't around, but Tubby's Man Cave Project.
Let him know. Let him know.
Ask about it.
Yeah. Let him know.
Hey, it feels good to see you finally being the old head in the room.
It's almost dead. I do know Pidu. I know who he's talking about.
Yeah, I didn't even know fucking Tubbs was Korean until like last year, dog. Like, to be honest. I didn't know that.
I just learned he's Korean.
We're sitting here talking about cars.
Yeah,
come on, bunch of fucking nerds.
Well, you got another topic.
Talk about the baddest bitches you fuck.
Oh, come on. Describe them.
What are you? Because yo. I said that I was a Lamborghini Aventador.
I drive a 2006 Buick Rainier. Get all types of pussy.
Okay.
Get all types of.
Hey, you gotta get the ones with insurance though. Now.
Stays clean.
Yo, can you? It's like, can you cook? What's your favorite car?
So I told them, no. So it wasn't your favorite car. At the time, it was what car are
how
you?
How much is boss paying you for all this?
What car? Dude.
Where you get all this shit?
So, Boosie Gold said that he was a.
Bro, that dude was a fucking what? Monte Carlo on spokes.
Remember Ferrari?
Yeah.
No, Boosie Gold said he was a Ferrari. So I said,
have you seen Boosie's Monte Carlo?
Yeah, I have.
Fucking clean, yeah.
Bro. So I said, I was a Lamborghini Aventador. He said that he was a. What were you?
I'm fuck a car.
Like a Prius.
I'm like a 28.
You do look like a Prius driving motherfucker. You.
He does drive a Prius.
I got a little fucking loft in Portland.
Yeah, dude, I used to live in Portland.
Fuck, yo.
Hey,
Rick,
play
Portland.
I love Portland.
Dude, I don't.
You're there like 3 times a fucking month.
Yeah.
Dude. My parents live in fucking Longview, and my dad's old as shit, old white fucking Republican. Mm-hmm. Right? He thinks fucking Portland is like Compton. Because I go see Rodney all the time.
It's definitely.
Going to Portland?
Dude, that shit's definitely a little like Gotham City, though. I can't lie.
Yeah, I guess. Hey, baby, I'll get something. Maybe I've been such a delinquent my whole life. I told my dad, I was like, I'll
walk around Portland blasted.
Oh, yeah, yeah, for sure.
And I don't feel an ounce of threat, dude. I feel more of a threat downtown Anchorage than I do.
It's more like heroin. Yeah, yeah,
more like
weirdo.
Bro, if you can't beat up a dude on heroin, bro.
Yeah, yeah, that's on you.
You need to stay home.
I don't know, man.
Those are the people you can practice a combo on. You know what I mean? Like,
that's funny.
Yeah.
I seen fucking Mike Tyson do this shit once. Bro,
you get beat up by a homeless dude in fucking Portland, man. It's time to hang it up.
This is a crazy.
What are we doing
shit.
The Soulja Boy album, man?
You told me in January.
So Rick Beal, I'm gonna tell you guys a little story.
Yeah.
Rick Beal came over early on.
Although guys, this was in 2000.
That's the <early. laughs>
Hey, jacked up. Literally jacked up. Jacked out of my mind, dude.
Bro, you went to Sears, dog.
So peep this. So I'm 18 in that picture, 17, 18. I'm at my girl's house with my bro and a couple other girls, and we're literally doing blow or fucked up. I was wearing contacts, right? That's when the white contacts came out, fucking super fresh. I'm at my girl's house, and my mom's fucking hitting me up, and she's like, "We have a family photo shoot at Sears. We talked about this like 2 weeks ago. It's like So I'm at my fucking girl's house. I'm fucked up, and I'm like, "Fuck!" And it's my mom, dude. Like, I'm a mama's boy. I gotta go, right?
Yeah.
I show up to fucking Sears with the contacts on. I'm gacked out of my mind. My dad knows it. Right?
Oh, yeah.
We're all in the family picture smiling. Everybody's mad, including me in that fucking photo.
Yeah. Oh, bro, in context of this, though, so Joe's like, Joe Brady, by the way, was like, "I know exactly when this picture was taken."
And we got bugs in the house!
And he goes, "Yo, just look up with fucking, what's his name, fucking, with all the home runs and shit." And he was like, "Oh," and he's like, "It's 2000, isn't it?" I was like, fucking called it.
I was gacked out, right? And so I'm taking a picture of my fucking dad. My dad's like, "Take out the contacts." And I'm like, I can't take them out. I don't got my case. Right, and I knew, I was like, if I take my contacts out, he's definitely gonna know I'm fucked up on some shit, right? So he's like, "You're gonna take them fucking, you're gonna take this photo with them stupid ass contacts in?" I was like, "I got nowhere." These contacts back then were like $200.
Yeah,
I'm 18 years old. I'm like, "Dog, I paid $200 for these contacts. I'm not taking these contacts out my fucking face," right? So me and my dad are bickering. Yeah. At Sears,
yeah.
We're taking a photo. We're smiling. Well, 2 seconds ago, me and my dad are about to fight, bro. Like over my car, I'm jacked out, shit.
Bro, hold on, 18 years old. That's when he spent $200 on.
Yeah. Thinking I was the illest, right? I was like, I got the white con. The bitches loved it though. Anywho, Rick Beal came over here early on when we started this show.
Yeah.
He picked Mac Miller's "Best Day Ever."
And
we just roasted him for the whole episode. And then
Zane seems to fuck with it.
A lot of people do.
Yeah.
And then, a year later, when I went to go to edit it, come to find out, we were drunk. We didn't even record it.
Yeah.
We recorded 1 minute of audio.
He's saying we, but this
me. I recorded 1 minute of audio. It was bad. So I told this guy he could come back and he could pick whatever album he wanted. He picked Soulja Boy.
Whoa. I remember.
Soulja Boy.
All right. You say that now, but...
But you're a fucking legend. You're a fucking legend here.
Okay.
You know, you're...
Oh, I appreciate
like,
it.
Young bro. You called it. It's so funny. Bro, I was like, damn, like, what happened?
Was it a booster? Probably. But you're a legend. You're a legend.
Skinwalker.
If it's Soulja Boy, it's Soulja Boy.
Okay.
Booster Gold. Booster Gold wanted us to do fucking Soulja Boy as the 100th episode. I just would not allow it.
That
would have been tough.
That's
okay. That
would have
sold, bro.
This week he wants to do a Soulja Boy album.
I mean, we're supposed to do it on my birthday.
For the 100th?
Right?
Well, he won. That's crazy. You guys go back to talk about your gay ass car.
I'm talking about Hot Wheels.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, you can tell nobody in this room gets any pussy.
My time.
What'd it do?
Did you just have it recording?
What'd it do, Irish Dave?
What up with it, Irish Dave? this is the homie Bubs.
Irish Dave, what's up?
It's Samoan Bow right now.
It's the whole bag.
We in this bitch, huh?
It's the whole bag.
Damn.
You use the whole bag, nigga?
You said Ziploc first.
Damn, I like use half of it, not the whole fucking Ziploc. Fucking rolled up a missile in this bitch, bro.
God damn.
Bro, nigga!
He's not even happy, right? He can't tell if he's happy or not, bro.
I guess Tubby's not smoking.
Smoking big blunts.
talking big shit. Fuck everybody, bro.
Yes, sir, ski.
I'm only saving it. I'm not gonna post that one. I'm gonna post a better one. I don't know. What should I say? Hey, we in this bitch.
I feel like the more.
Hey, welcome back to 907 90.7 radio station.
Going out to you live from Ambler Circle.
Hey, welcome to the Podpad. Bubblicious 90.7.
Big red sock in this bitch.
Open forum, dude. Oh shit! That's not even open forum. We got the Usos up in this bitch.
The Usos in this bitch.
Big ass shit. Hey, we already got a podcast going down here.
Oh, okay.
First of all, it's fucking with hands in this bitch, nigga.
What is this? That looks... Oh.
That looks terrible.
Oh, we over here listening to the oldies.
Yes, sir.
Helen, so what we got going on here is open mic night. We've got the mic going on.
Okay.
People can say whatever they want. If they want to say, hey, happy 100th episode, that'd be cool.
Yo,
they want to say other shit, that's cool too.
Started
from the bottom, now we're here.
My
episode is still rate number one.
I was actually, I was giving, on the episode that we recorded, I gave the list of the top five most listened to.
Has it changed?
It has. Number one most listened to episode is episode one, The Blueprint. Episode, the second most listened to episode, which was surprising to me and Booster because it was just a random episode that we did. Episode 69, Regulate G-Funk Era, Warren G. Second most listened to episode. Third most listened to episode, Speaker Box, The Love Below, Rodney Lydia. Fourth most listened to episode, Trap Lord, Sundown Come Down episode. And the fifth most listened to episode is the Marshall Mathers LP with Helen and Grant.
Damn.
Top five. Most listened to episodes on the show.
All right, well, I'm featured in the most out of the top five.
Oh, shit. I'm letting you know right now, on the 100th episode, Rodney is talking his shit.
About me?
No, he's talking about him being on the third most popular episode.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, that's
because
Lydia was on it. Don't let it fucking
Thank you.
Oh,
hilarious. Oh, shit. I'm gonna
outside and
shoot a gun.
Alright, Dave, put some gunshots.
Hold up, guys. Bring the mic outside while we're going.
That is fucking hilarious. I'm so glad that
you guys
are here.
Are you proud of yourself?
I am. I'm happy.
This is like the most committed to something you've ever been.
That's literally what I said. I've done several other podcast shows. I've never gotten to 100 episodes.
He's literally missing push-ups.
Yeah.
And getting fucked up.
That's it. And making an ass out of myself in front of the Usos on a regular basis.
It's all right, man. It's okay. If you're not back in 10 minutes, you know where you went.
He went to jail.
But this is a little after hour shit. So I really love the episode that these boys were on because they literally brought like a fucking feast, right?
Yes.
I really
fucking good.
Yeah, dude, these guys brought so much fucking food. I love the 19 crimes episodes because it's me and the boys where we can just talk like super ignorant, you know what I mean?
It's like.
But I really do like the episodes that the ones that we've done with you, me, and Grant.
Yeah.
Because I feel like you, me, and Grant are just really good at just like going off of each other. You know what I'm saying?
Those seem the most like related to the.
Yeah, for sure. Oh.
Podcast motherfucker.
Back at it again.
Was man, holding on to it, just cupcaking it. I've got a fucking. I showed the boys. I've got a collage being made. There's a guy named Lyrak. He's an Italian artist. He's drawing a mural of all the guests of the last 100 episodes. So it's going to be dope. He's already drawn me, Booster, and Ben. He's drawing you guys next, and then he's doing the Uso boys. But he's going to draw each individual picture. He's going to make it one big collage. We're going to put it on the wall. Yeah, so that'll be dope. And then I shared on the 100th episode that So I've been doing a second show on the side with my daughter called Music School. Yeah. And it's me and Alani, and I just play her 5 to 10 random songs, any genre. She doesn't know anything about it, and she grades the song A through F. And then at the end of the show, we grade all the songs and stuff like that. Hilarious.
Yo, No, but by the when he has the backwards red hat, then the front
red
hat.
Hey, by the way.
There we go.
You had me right next to fucking Shane. Shane's got one last chance to redeem himself. He said he's going to be here tonight. If he is not here.
Are you fucking full of shit?
He can never come back to the war room.
Bro, you know what? If he shows up, I hope he slips in the driveway. Bro, I'm really nice in the driveway. Boo this man, bro. Fucking throw a fucking full drink at him. Not even an open one. I'm just kidding. I like Shane.
Anybody?
Really, really
Booster, hit that shit, Booster. You need that, man.
Something
to calm your ass down. Look at Lando over there, just high as shit.
I'm surprised he made it back down the stairs.
Yeah.
He gapped him.
He's ready.
He's
ready.
Booster's the strongest man here.
Hell yeah.
Booster, you come sit over here. No, actually, you know what? You're too close to electronics.
Yeah, let's sit down.
Too close to electronics, dude.
He's in
the jack-off seat.
Would you tell us some of your favorite Scarface Tubby Show episodes? You're one of my favorite.
Pretty much everyone that I was on.
Everyone that I was on.
You know what I'm saying?
I've never met a man so comfortable with showing so much legs, dude.
And maybe it's because my legs look like Vienna sausage.
Wait till I get more tattoo.
My man.
I got the Fabletics on, man. I got the line.
Excuse me, sir. I'm going to ask you the hard-hitting questions. Why are you not on Twitter right now?
Bro, I got a new phone. That's true. Hey, no, it's like, that's just a real shit. I'm like, I'll come back to it.
This motherfucker sent me a picture of him in this girl's ride. He said, "I'm fucking Jody. I'm Jody from Baby Boy."
Hey, Dave!
I've never been a dad to anybody but
you,
bro.
Fuck, bro! My God! I was like, hell yeah, bro!
Damn!
I'm bringing back on a quarter here. Oh shit! Who's the tallest guy? Oh yeah, we got Grandpa Joe there.
Rick
Beal. I got it.
Rodney looks around. Who's the tallest guy here?
It's off.
Oh wow, that's dope.
What, everyone went off?
There's only been three episodes where the fire alarm went off. The Uso Ooster Gold episode. The one episode that we did together. I forgot what the 38 baby episode. And then we had the high times boys over here. Those are the three times. This is the fourth time.
You need to call him Ooster Bolt. He was coming down them steps with confidence.
One picture down with me.
You need to get all three of them down by the end of the night.
I'm fucking sober for this shit.
You love this shit, dude. Bro, I know.
I want that.
Then you want this one?
I don't want none of those.
Yes,
though.
You do.
You sound like a bitch.
Where's Joe Brady at? Where's Joe Brady? Joe Brady upstairs. Here.
He's probably the one I set up.
Here.
Joe Brady, come here.
Here.
We need the legend to grace a few words for the show.
No.
This is like the worst fucking.
This is basically like a recording
Joseph.
Doing toast.
We are the world of the podcast.
Joe Brady's in the house.
Holding a Sicily's pizza, Joe Brady.
We are the world.
Get on the mic and say a few words for the listeners.
This is the 100th episode.
Hello, world.
Joe Brady, the floor is yours, sir. For those that are listening, Joe Brady is a multi-time Scarface Tubby Show guest. Rodney, shut the fuck up! multiple Tubby Show guest, fucking Alaska legend, icon. I shared on the show earlier. that you and me did a couple weekend episodes. We've done a couple other episodes. Give the listeners a few choice words, sir.
Where's that
pizza, bro? Sicily's, man.
I
would like to apologize to everybody for ordering Sicily's. It was the only place I would deliver to the pod pad. I'm sorry.
This fool thinks Sicily's good, so it's
I think Sicily's good. I like it. Hey,
it's good on the way in.
Smoke that shit, Joseph.
At 3 in the morning. I eat Taco Bell still. Real shit.
These fools would eat Nachos Bel Grande behind the chef's table. They was eating Taco Bell and making Sicarios. You can't make this shit up. You can't make this shit up.
Every Tuesday, Vern's like, let's go to Taco Bell. I'm like, I'm so for that.
That's fucking God. That's because at the end of the night, there wouldn't be no fucking tacos left.
Hell yeah, bro.
No, and it wouldn't even be about that. You know when you make something for a long ass time? Yeah, you know your shit's fire, but it's like sometimes it's like, oh, the tried and true, the I'm drunk and want Taco Bell.
He's over
there
in the corner taking pictures.
Oh, damn,
bro. This is like,
man, holding the mic for Joe. Massive?
Y'all really need to come out tonight. I know.
Wait, let us know what's going on, Joe Brady. Let the people know what's going on tonight, Joe Brady.
I'm just letting you know.
Here's my problem. I got one big problem. I don't know if I can leave Booster Gold in my house by himself. Dude. Where's Booster?
Like a thief in the night.
He took
down all the pictures in your house.
He took all the pictures. These motherfucking pictures.
He's all jealous of your daughter. He's like, he doesn't have any time for me.
Bruh, on some real shit, like, if you were sitting where I'm sitting right now, this is the fucking craziest room at 5 o'clock on a Saturday, bro.
What the
fuck? You know what? 100 episodes? That's a lot, man. I've done a lot of talking.
That's a lot of editing.
Yo, Irish Dave is getting paid, dog. Like,
say what?
Irish Dave is getting paid.
Yeah,
bro.
I wish I was getting paid.
Yo, motherfuckers, can you plug me in with the fucking, Tanel and
You heard it here first. Ooster Gold. Try to holler at Tanel.
He said, I'm trying to have some Afikasi, baby.
the mic was on when we walked in. We still talking shit about the niggas.
Oh, man. My bad, Irish Dave. My bad, bro.
It's cool when they do it. It's a problem when I do it. Fuck them.
Small Dave.
Hey, man. You're not spilling pizza? Okay, my boys are here.
We got him.
The fucking Joe Brady's like, who's downstairs with an upside down pizza? I'm like, what the fuck?
Nah, he's upside down, though.
He's exaggerating, bro.
Hey, man.
You're chopping it up.
Hey, man. Fucking conduct yourself.
Tell Joseph, stop talking shit.
He's cool.
The boys got straight, man. Look at this fucking guy. Hey, this motherfucker wants to be Polynesian so bad. Yeah. Look at this guy.
We got history lessons going on right now, bro. So
What do you mean he wants to be Polynesian?
You named him
this motherfucker Ooster Gold in this bitch. Nah, like, honorary Uso in this motherfucker.
Bro, this motherfucker went wild, bro. I was like, we're like looking for shit, like going through his cabinets. We're like, damn.
It's like, he literally got nothing.
Like, you know when you just use one cabinet for everything if you don't have a lot of shit? It's like empty. Two things. Empty. Whole ass fucking. It's just like, bro, what the fuck? A lot of shit, man.
Tight love.
Smells like butt hair, bro.
Tub life.